Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Begin to say, lifting your voice. strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Ha ha ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Hello again, and welcome to the Master's Voice. I am Celestial, and you are welcome to this channel. To old and new subscribers, you are very welcome. I would like to direct you, if you have not already started doing this, to use the playlists on this channel. Everything on this channel has been helpfully organized by theme. So there are themes about judgment for America. There are themes about judgment for sin, what sin is and why the Lord judges it. Why is sin unacceptable to the Lord? There are prophecies concerning medical issues that have been of interest to everyone across the world for the last 2 years. That should be enough information to be understood. And so those prophecies are very important. But I always remind everyone, whether you are new or old to the Master's Voice, that the most important prophecies from the standpoint of the nation of America and the judgment that will come against this nation in the future are the Russia and China prophecies. The Russia and China prophecies are the first prophecies that the Lord directed me to put up, even though they were not the first prophecies that I started putting up on the blog. So please pay attention to those prophecies. And the way that I recommend is to read the prophetic material first. I'm even going to share at the end of this video, if I remember, why I always direct people to read the prophecies first. When you read things, they stick with you. And also when you read things, your mind retains them in such a manner that your mind can carry on working them through even when you are busy with other things. So today, even though I am in the Supernatural series, I've been handling supernatural prophecies of God since September 2021. So that is quite a few months, as I have been working through things that the Bible does not explain in detail. So this is something that we need to understand. The Bible is a very complete book. It is a wonderful book, but because it was written by men who were very far ahead of the times, as these men received the understanding of the Holy Spirit and wrote down what they saw and heard, they could not necessarily write it out in the detail for this generation living now to have an understanding of. So whenever people say, where is this in the scripture? It's there in the scripture, and the scriptures are always provided. But because it may not say zombie or abominable snowman, you may not necessarily have the understanding of what the Bible is talking about when it perhaps says beast, or when it perhaps says a type of man that will seek for death and not find it. These things are being expanded for us by the Spirit of God. And to those who are minded to listen, I believe that using this resource, for it is a resource, hearing the word of the Lord, the prophetic word of the Lord, is very important for Christians, because this type of discourse, this type of speaking forth of what God is doing and what God is saying and what God will do is only going to be available for a time period. We are going into an era, we are going into a different form of life where such conversation will not be tolerated The Bible speaks of a time where there will be a famine and a hunger for the word of God. And breaking that down simply, it just means that you won't be able to find anyone to tell you anything about anything. That person will have the information because God will keep telling them. But unless you are somebody who has now been able on your own to link and connect with God in such a way that you are now directly receiving insight and warning and teaching from him in the time where gathering together of the church, sharing and edification of the church body is no longer allowed, then it is really helpful when you do have the time to read these prophetic words so that they stick in your mind. These words have multiple applications, but the most important application is that whoever hears these prophecies of the Lord is meant to repent. There's no way to hear these judgments and think, oh, you know, thank God for the word. No, these things are like arrows in the heart. They go into the heart, and they are meant to go into the heart. So for those who keep wondering, oh, why isn't there any good news, and do you have any good news? The good news is that God is letting us know ahead of time what is coming so that people don't wake up one snowy morning, as I keep seeing in these visions, and find Russians everywhere with no warning. That's the good news. God loves people enough to send a messenger ahead to say, hear ye, the word of the Lord is this. So at the Lord's instruction, I'm going to take a brief step away from the supernatural prophecies to handle one or two prophecies, one of them received very recently, and the other one, I think it was quite a while back that I got that, maybe even December, concerning Russia and concerning things that will happen in the United States when Russia comes here for an invasion. So an invasion. So Russia is going to invade the United States. There is going to be a war, except the Lord says it's not really a war because a war is where two people are actually fighting. America is not going to have a chance to fight back at all. America is not going to have an opportunity to have any answering response or do anything. I recently brought a prophetic word from the Lord. I think it's called Russia Conquest, Contamination, and War, something like that. It's a very recent prophecy, probably not even more than a month old. And in that prophecy, all it was showing is how Russia used a preemptive strike. So they struck first. And a preemptive strike is basically where you know that maybe you and someone are in the same heavyweight category, and basically you just give them a sucker punch. So they don't know it's coming. They might be still talking and thinking, oh, you know, we're evenly matched. They might even be in the mindset of you wouldn't dare, but Russia will dare. Russia is going to give the United States a preemptive strike, something that she's not expecting. And that strike is going to be so lightning fast and so hard that this country is not going to recover at all. So here is a thought. When the Lord is speaking, the habit that I have noticed is that other people want to speak too, which is fine. You're perfectly fine to do that. But wise people, and I'm speaking to the wise people who, like myself, when the Lord is speaking to me, I don't have views. I don't have anything to say. The only thing I have is a pen and a paper to write down what the Lord says. And then after that, I go, as I did with this prophetic word, I then go to not to check if God is telling the truth, but I then go to increase my own knowledge, to increase my own understanding, because I receive these things supernaturally. I receive these things directly from the Lord when there is no knowledge of them in me. So after the knowledge enters me, I then go out into the real world using this tool called researching. And then I do the work of finding the proof of what the Lord has said. And there is, as I've shared on multiple videos, so much proof of what he says that within 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes, honestly, just by reading clips on Google, I find what I need, and then I personally am done. So I speak of Russia coming here and using speed, using the kind of speed that this country is completely unfamiliar with. I have shared prophecies where I've said that the things that God has shown me that Russia has, when Russia comes here with those weapons, people will literally have physical heart attacks because Russia is going to use this. There is a phrase growing up when I was studying. There's a phrase that's called the theater of war. In the theater of war, it just means so much shock and awe and grandiose, big scale things happening all at once that it is almost like being at the movies with the special IMAX glasses on. That's what the theater of war is like. It is just larger than life stuff happening, but on a military scale, happening on a military scale. And so when they come here, they're going to move with the kind of speed that for some reason many people are being put to sleep now watching the current crisis on TV. So the general consensus that you can prove for yourself simply by looking under any BBC video or any video covering this current war is they couldn't take over a toy factory. And if this is how clunky they are, and of course I have nothing to say about that, because for me, what the Lord says supersedes anything. So it does not, for instance, even occur to people that bait is being set out. Let us look old and clunky, and let us look slow and incapable, because we have a prey that we need to trap. We have a prey, and to get that prey to come close enough to us so we can grab it by the throat and choke the life out of it, we need that prey to have a certain perception of us. We need to appear a certain way. So I do not even know if people are processing what they're seeing through the lens of deception. But what I know is when the Lord uses the word blitzkrieg, blitzkrieg is a term from the Second World War, and this was a term coined by Hitler. And it basically means, if I can give it an English interpretation, hit them so fast and so hard that you knock the life out of them the first time. That is what blitzkrieg means. It means to be struck from the sea and from the land and from the air at the same time until you feel like you're being stung by bees and wasps and hornets all at the same time, in your face, in your eyes, on your tongue, in your chest, everywhere, until you do not know what is happening. And that is what these people will do. So this particular message from the Lord today, I received it on the 30th of April, and it is called, It Will Be Taken Away. It is looking at the despoiling of America in light of Isaiah 39, which is the scripture that the Lord gave me. Despoiling basically means when you come to a country and you take everything that is not nailed down as part of war. So as I've given this introduction to say that the conflict that will arise between America and Russia will be one where Russia gives no warning about what they're going to do. So there's prophecies on the Master's Voice where the Lord says, up to the day they act. So up to the day they do whatever they do, where I saw their ships landing at the waterfronts, landing on the coastlines, and I saw men and women coming out of those freezing waters. Every time I see this, it is always cold. And the Lord says that the bear doesn't feel cold in the cold. So Russia has no problem with winter the way America does. So they will definitely do this when it is freezing. And I saw men and women in nothing but a wetsuit coming out of these freezing waters of the harbor. And if anyone thinks that Russia is bringing weak, girly girls here, the Lord said that the soldiers who will form the first wave, so those people that I saw falling like snow out of the sky in the prophecy, the heart attack, where I just saw that the sky was filled with jumpers, people who had parachuted out and were falling all over the country. And they had land assaults and they had sea assaults. Those men, those women that I saw coming out of the sea, the Lord said that they are the elite of the elite of the elite, the best of the best of the best that Russia has. And those people, as I saw, have absolutely no expression on their faces. And the Bible speaks about that. I do not have the scripture handy because I decided that this video is going to be as short and efficient as possible. But it says that this army that God calls It's an ancient army, but these are the scriptures that God uses to refer to Russia. This army marches in rank and file, meaning that they have perfect formation as they move. They move and not one, the Bible says, not one of them has a sandal strap untied, meaning that not one makes the kind of tactical mistake like needing to stop and tie his shoelace that will throw the regiment out of formation, that will throw them out of what God called lockstep. They are going to move perfectly, and you can expect that of definitely the North Korean army that will come here, absolutely the South Korean army, definitely the Chinese army, the Taiwanese army. These are people who, because of how long this plan has taken to be put into motion, they will leave nothing to chance. This is the kind of situation that can only be diffused by an almighty intervention. The only problem is that this is America's judgment for sin, and God said he is absolutely not going to raise a hand to stop anything that Russia will do here. And so if we are talking about a surprise attack, we have also spoken, I have shared, that there are people who are inside the country. So this prophecy deals with people who are inside the country, and this prophecy deals with the fact of why it will be easy for Russia to despoil America, to take away everything that America has, and that is simply because Russia is here. I have brought this message before. You can check it out in the prophecy called The Hub, and there are a few others. It's just that there are now over 20 prophecies about Russia, and I cannot pull up their names one by one. And so here is the banner scripture and the word. Jeremiah 15 and verse 13. Your wealth and your treasures I will give as plunder without price because of all your sins throughout your territories. Here's the scripture in the New Living Translation. At no cost to your enemies, I will hand over your wealth and your treasures as plunder, for sin runs rampant in your land. So I spoke in the beginning about repentance. Repentance is the admission of guilt of a person, of a people, of a nation. Admission of guilt that, yes, we have broken God's laws. Yes, we have definitely abrogated everything that God calls good, and we have swept it aside and set up a new system. We have set up a new lifestyle. We have set up an entire new belief system and created our own world, and now we live in that world and we proudly advocate that life that we have to others. So I was reading my Bible on the 30th and I was somewhere else and the Lord said Isaiah 39 and I kept hearing it, Isaiah 39. So I left what I was reading and I went to read what he was saying. But when I saw it, nothing really stood out to me. Nothing stood out. And so I went back to what I was reading. But in a very short time, I started hearing it again, Isaiah 39. So I went back and I read the chapter more thoroughly. And then I stayed there and waited to see what the Lord will say to me. And what he said to me made me heavy-hearted. So I was going to put it up, but he said that you are sad. So put it up when you feel better. So here is the word of the Lord now. It has been put up today, May the 2nd, and here's the word. Just as Hezekiah received the Babylonian envoys with peace, and he was delighted to show them everything that he had, just as he gave them a guided tour of his kingdom in Judah, and he showed them everything that was in the land, that is how the Russians have taken inventory of everything that is in America. There is nothing that they have not seen or spied for themselves, or had shown to them by the spies who work for them inside the government. Even to the highest levels of power within America, the Russians are there, more American as the Americans themselves. Whether it is oil or natural gas, whether it is wealth or territories, that means the lands, the private property, and the government land, including all national parks and preserved areas where protected wildlife and other species live. They have seen it. They have taken note of it in their inventory of what America has. They have been shown everything. Just a moment, please. So the Lord says that Russia has seen everything that is in America. And the parallel for this is Isaiah 39. It's only a chapter, so I'm just going to give the gist of the chapter. Hezekiah became ill. Hezekiah became ill, and the Lord sent a prophecy to Hezekiah, you are going to die. So the Lord judged Hezekiah, and he sent Isaiah the prophet to tell him, the Lord's judgment upon you is death. You are going to die. Now, if you read Isaiah chapter 38, you will see that Hezekiah repented, some of the best repentance that I as a person have ever seen in the pages of Scripture. Hezekiah poured out his heart to God. It was a petition. It was a heartfelt cry. It was even a study of how afraid we are as people to die. It is a picture of perfect repentance. And even though Hezekiah was guilty of what God had judged him of, God was moved. And God sent Isaiah back. Before Isaiah could even leave the palace after delivering the death prophecy, Hezekiah wept unto God so hard that the Lord said, Isaiah, I just delivered a word through you, but I want you to go back and change that word. Tell Hezekiah that I've heard his cries and I'm going to add 15 more years to his life. Now, chapter 39 opens and it says that at that time, the king of Babylon, whose name was Merodach-Baladan, sent letters to Hezekiah to check on him. He sent letters to him, and in those days, there's no postal service, so that means you send what is known as a royal envoy, someone who carries the full authority to speak for the king. So he sent this royal envoy and an entire contingent to check on Hezekiah. Now understand that Babylon is not a historical ally of Israel or Judah at that time. These are people who are constantly fighting them and doing all sorts of things to them. These are the people who are eventually going to take the entire nation captive to Babylon in the rule of Nebuchadnezzar. But at this time, the king of not a friendly nation is extending international political courtesy to say, King Hezekiah, we were aware that you were at the point of death, but it seems that you are getting better. And so we're sending envoys just to do the right thing for a political visit. And Hezekiah was so happy not to have died that he acted foolishly. He received these people, which is fine. It is the right thing to do. But then he showed them everything in the kingdom. He showed them everything. The Bible says he showed them all his silver and all his gold. He showed them all the spices that the nation was producing, the precious ointments, and everything in his armory. The armory is where you have all the military reinforcements. It is where you have what we would call tanks and weaponry and bombs and everything. He showed them the fortified cities. He showed them everything in his personal palace, and he also showed them everything that was in the house of the Lord. The house of the Lord was made of gold, silver, acacia wood. You've got huge bowls that are made from pure gold, four of them in there. You have all sorts of things in there. Now, these are foreign people who worship other gods, and they have no idea why anyone would have this much gold in one place for their God. Please keep these things in mind. And so when he had done this, the people left, and Isaiah came back to Hezekiah. So this is Isaiah's third visit to this man in the same year. And he says to him, where did those men come from and what did they say to you? And Hezekiah says, oh, they came from a very far nation. They came from Babylon. And then he says, what have they seen in your house, meaning in your domain, Hezekiah? And Hezekiah says, I've showed them everything. I showed them everything. There is nothing among all my treasures that I have not shown them. And Isaiah speaks and says, thus says the Lord, behold, the days that are coming are days when everything that is in your house, everything your fathers have accumulated until this day, shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left. And they will even take away some of your sons who will come out of your body, sons that you will give birth to. And they will be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. And Hezekiah was so stunned by this prophecy that all he could say was, it is a good word. At least I will not see it in my lifetime. And this is something I have always shared on this prophecy channel. People tend not to take the word of God seriously because they have been told that the word coming forth here is not a word for their generation, that we have tons and tons of time and tons of years left, and all this stuff is not for us anyway. It's not for us because the rapture is for us. All this stuff of Russia, none of this is for the average American Christian. The average American person is about to fly. Soon we'll fly soon, meet you in the clouds. And I always say, unless you're flying with Delta or Southwest, personally, I do not know what you are speaking of, because these prophecies are for this generation, this time, this nation, those living now. These things shall be fulfilled before these eyes. So Hezekiah shows his enemies everything that is in the house. And the prophecy that God delivers to him is that as they have seen, so shall they take everything away from you. And this is the exact message that the Lord is sending me to say, as Hezekiah took in Babylonian envoys with peace, and he was delighted to show them all that he had, he gave them a guided tour of his kingdom. That is how the Russians have taken an inventory. An inventory is a very careful list. Those who are in business watching this video know that an inventory means that if you sell drinks, or you sell clothing, every piece of clothing, every t-shirt, every pair of jeans, every sneaker that comes into your store, you note it because you want to keep track of what you have so that when it is sold, you know how much money you should be expecting. That means if anyone in your employment steals a t-shirt or steals a pair of shoes, if there is no money to account for that missing piece of stock, that is how you know things are going wrong. Well, the Lord says everything in America has been cataloged by Russia. He even went as far as to say that the wild animals, the place where wild animals are kept and the national parks, the Russians have taken note of everything. The ways he said is they have seen it for themselves. That is one way. He says they have spied it out for themselves. And the third way is, he said, they have been shown it by spies who work for them inside the government. So I've shared in one of the prophecies on the Master's Voice that there are many American-born, American-bred spies inside the government that give information to the Russians. They sell it because they love money. They sell it because they have no heart for the country. And they also sell it from very, very high up, because there is an overall plan the Lord has revealed to utterly sack and sell this country, because this country is no good in the New World Order. There is no interest in this thing called United States of America. I've spoken this many times, that the one world system, which is the beast system of Revelation 13, is not interested in Togo, Benin, Ghana, South Africa, Lesotho. It's not interested in Chile. It's not interested in Brazil. It's not interested in Nicaragua. It's not interested in anything. It is an entity that is holistic. It is one big thing, one big pie that will be divided into only 10 pieces. And there will be over each piece a king, a head, a governor, represented in Revelation 13 by a crown, 10 heads on 10 horns with a beast. So America as an entity does not interest the architects of the NW final letter that is a circle. They are not interested in that entity. So that entity has to be killed so that it can be subsumed, sucked into, like something going into a vacuum cleaner, the one world system. So that system can sit on the seven continents and rule. So with this in mind, we continue. They have spied it out for themselves, or the information has been sold to them by people who work inside the government. The other type of people who bring information to the Russians and their allies from inside the United States government are Russians themselves. So this was one of the earliest revelations that the Lord gave me. I've already covered this in several of the old videos, that Russians have been here for generations. for generations. So however they came, and perhaps the accent was still visible, it's no longer visible. The Lord says that in the sports world, political world, the ordinary world, which just means even in the circle of moms who carpool children at school, in entertainment, Hollywood, music, finance, anywhere you look, Russians are there, and you do not know that they're Russians. They're named Tim and Dave and Holly, and you have no clue that they are Russian and that they strongly bear a flame of loyalty to their birth nation. So even if they are second generation, they were raised by parents who kept the flame alive, parents who were planted here generations ago. So this thing that God is revealing, I pray that as people listen to this channel, they will understand that this is not a, well, what can we do? There's nothing you can do to uproot people who have been here since the 60s or the 40s or however far back this goes. Even if it only goes back to the 80s, there's nothing you're going to do about first, second, and perhaps even third generation people who live here who are all part of a much larger plan. You can't uproot this tree now, and that is why the Lord is bringing it out, because there's nothing hidden that will not be revealed, but it's coming out so that this country can know exactly why it is being punished and exactly how it is being punished for abortion, for mixing up gender, for mixing up children and destroying them at very young ages by exposing them to adult material that will forever mess them up and raise them up to be people, grown-ups, who are then perhaps a danger to next-generation children growing up. The Lord even says that the punishment of Russia upon the United States is for all the slavery upon the American Indians and the African Americans. It is for the rape that I have seen in visions, and I have not held these things back, of seeing American Indian women having their traditional clothing ripped off of them, and they want to kill themselves as this man, as these men are performing acts on them that I do not need to see, but I see them. For all these things, the Lord says, exactly as America has done, He will bring these punishments upon this nation. There are conversations in this nation that could be approached in a different way, but they're not. And everyone says, well, you know, that time is past and it's over and it's time to get over it. But as the Lord brings it to me, God's heart is not like CNN. God's heart is never going to bring a message of that was in the past and it's time to move on. In heaven, there are books that record the atrocities of a land. And when the blood soaks into the ground of a land, it will cry and cry and cry until the day that God requites that cry. To requite something means that you will pay it back at the same measure, or if there is fury in the heart of the avenger, you will pay it back at a higher, stronger, and harder strike than what was done. So the next thing is the Lord says that the Russians have seen everything in the country, and they have taken notes of the entry points and the exit points of the entire nation, including wilderness gaps and passes between the United States and Canada. A wilderness gap is a mountain pass. It is a rocky mountain road or path that a person can use to get into Canada without going through the official border points where you stamp a passport. So a wilderness gap is a pass in the mountains where a hiker can either go into Canada or come into the United States. But the Lord says that the Russians already know about these wilderness gaps, and they will be waiting there when people try to run away from America and go to Canada for safety. Now, as I said, when the Lord speaks to me, I am just quiet and I am writing things down because it needs to be recorded accurately. But then afterwards is when I go and do my reading. And it was very shocking to me because I simply put into Google, are there mountains between Canada and America at the border? And what Google said confirmed something that the Lord said to me, I think it would be 2015 or 2014. Google said that the Appalachian Mountains are between Canada and America. And it also said that I think a piece of the Rockies are there. Long ago, one of the first prophecies that I received about the fact that Russia would enter this country is that the Lord said that the Russians are hiding in the Rockies and the Appalachians. And I shared in those first videos that I do not even know where those mountains were. I just wrote down their names. And I shared that that's where God said that they would be hiding up there and they were going to flood down. So how interesting to now find years and years later that not only do these mountains sit where he said they sat, but they sit between a place that he revealed, I think, near the end of 2021, that many people will try to flee into Canada. And I shared that I saw the freedom fighters, which he spoke about, the freedom fighters here in America, because there will be American resistance. It's not like people are just going to sit and say, okay, fine, invade us. No, freedom fighters will arise for many reasons in this country. One of it will be in answer to the beast government. People will hate losing their civil rights, their freedom, and there will be resistance. People will rise up and take up arms because the U.S. government is going to go rogue. You will know it has gone rogue when it finally stops pretending to care about American things and begins to build the beast system in front of everyone's face, which it has already started to do, at least in the open, since 2020. And so I saw the map, and I saw little men with the Daniel Boone and the Davy Crockett hat running across the border into Canada. But I saw the Russian soldiers pursue them and bring them back. So Russia had no quarrel with Canada. Russia had no problem with Canada and was not seeking to move militarily as if to grab Canadian space. All Russia wanted was that no American must flee. And I found this very interesting because the more I pondered on it, the more I understood what the Lord said when he said that it will be a complete judgment that he will execute on Mystery Babylon, meaning that he will leave nothing out for all the blood that has been spilled, for all the pride. If you sit as an American and you still have energy to deny how prideful and how disrespectful this country is to the Lord of hosts, then it is clear that you are getting your spiritual information from another source. It cannot be coming from the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit comes to convict us of sin. If you are an adult that is not lying to yourself, you can never accept that we live in a place that does these things to the maximum and then claim that this is a nation under God. That is somebody who just loves deception and wants to wallow in it. And God will pull the drain out of that pool of deception. And every drop is going to drain out until even the person who is deceived is going to see the reality of how harshly God will execute punishments here for the things that have been happening decades and decades and decades before he ever started speaking to me. And so I saw that no Canadians were hurt. The Russians only wanted the U.S. resistance. They went after them and they brought them back. And Canada also allowed Russia to come in by her borders. So one of the ways that Russia will enter in is through the Canadian borders. Troops will come into America for invasion through Canada. And whether it is because Canada allows it or whether it is because Canada has no hope in a sunny day of refusing them when they come down, Russia will cross through to surprise America through Canadian borders. And after that happened, the Lord showed me that Canada was sorry, and she started to help America by giving people who were crossing for refugees. She was harboring them. She was helping them. And she was also arming the U.S. resistance. But as I said, Russia was prepared for all that, and they quickly put a stop to it. They moved against Canada with aggression, but they only moved with enough aggression to stop them doing all that and to capture the people who had run away. And the Lord continued speaking. Just as America has taken Afghanistan's treasures and Syria and Iran and Beirut and other nations, that is how American resources and treasures will be taken away. Anything that America sees as treasures, natural resources, gold, silver, mining treasures, physical treasures of land and money and even people, Russia will take them away when she comes here for judgment. Even America's intangible asset. An intangible asset is something that you cannot hold with your hand. You have it, you know it's yours, but you can't hold it. Intangible assets such as international friendship and international clout, influence, America will lose all this as she slides to the bottom. This is my punishment. An eye for an eye, and the center will not hold. America will be judged. So again, it was Google that brought understanding. I'm writing it down, and I'm writing Afghanistan. Yes, we know. Syria. Yes, we know. Iraq. Yes, we know. And then the Lord says Beirut. And I pause. Beirut. And I continued writing it down. And I thought, when in the history of cornflakes did America have anything to do with Beirut? And so after I finished, I went on the internet and I looked, and it turned out that in 1958, true to U.S. style, with as much drama and as much Hollywood explosiveness as she could, the United States made an invasion in Lebanon, coming up on the beaches with 70 warships and aircraft carriers and almost 2,000 Marines. And why did they do that in 1958? Because apparently Arab people aren't allowed to have coups and have political upsets without America making sure that she orchestrates the outcome. So from the light research that I did, it turned out that the reason she went in is because the president who was there before was America friendly, and they weren't sure who was going to be put in. So they went to set up their own little sort of small country in the distance and influence the outcome of this political upheaval that was happening there. And I won't go further into that, because anyone who is older than 15 years old knows that this is the modus operandi and has always been. And the Lord will pay back these things for always going into other people's places and, oh no, we have to control the outcome here. We have to control the outcome here. Well, other people will come here and control the outcome. And that is just what an eye for an eye means. So I saw that America lost her clout. I saw that she lost friendship. I saw an image that, you know, you go to the international conferences and everyone is always shaking hands. Everybody wants to shake hands. But I saw that people withdrew their hands to their pockets. So it's usually men out there, mostly men, and they withdrew their hands to their pockets. And this could be either real, as in people will literally not want to shake the diplomat's hands. And I covered all this in the prophecy called Ascendancy, that America went to international meetings and nobody was interested in her. Instead, people were interested in what Russia had to say. But it could also be sort of intangible, whereby people won't refuse to shake hands, but people will be keeping their distance. When you put out your hand to shake and somebody doesn't want to shake with you, they're literally distancing themselves from you. And so that it could be that. I saw that people stopped caring what America had to say. They literally stopped caring about what her views and what her recommendations for international stuff were. So this idea of being always able to call a vote in the United Nations, that is going to fall away. U.S. influence began to disappear. And even countries that America could always depend on stopped being that. They stopped being open allies and friends. And I saw instead that countries began to do their own thing. They didn't look to America to approve of what they did, and they didn't look to her to rubber stamp their choices. So nobody was waiting to process actions through Washington anymore. I know some people would say, no, that's not what happens. Every country makes its own decisions. Yes, in fantasy land. But here in the real world, most political decisions, except in fact including the EU, which looks like an independent bloc, are processed through Washington, D.C. If Washington, D.C. says you can do it, then sure, you can do it. If they frown at it, then you can't do it. And I mentioned this in one of the recent videos where I said that India didn't wait to see what the White House had to say. It went ahead and it bought natural gas that it needed for its country from Russia, even though at the time they were saying blackball Russia and nobody buy it. And Europe also has been making a lot of noise and still depending on Russian gas. So there you go. So the Lord was showing me that even though judgment pushed Hezekiah to the edge, because he repented, mercy was shown to him. But then he failed a test right after, and he opened up his kingdom and exposed everything that he had, and he lost everything that he had. In future, the prophecy was fulfilled. And so God says that Russia is already here in America as spies and as Americans. This is their home. They have generations here. They have infiltrated the nation and taken note of everything America showed them. Now, as they have seen everything in the country, what's in the national parks, even the location of hidden wilderness pathways into Canada, as well as where the treasuries of gold and silver are, and even what is in the government itself, these things will be carried away. They have been cataloged, and they will be taken away along with the people that Russia will carry as captives to serve them as servants in their land. Whether you are new to this channel or not, I have constantly made the recommendation that if you read the 21 prophecies on Russia that are on themastersvoice.com, you can find it in the description box below. You will eventually come to prophecies about slavery. So this slavery theme was a huge shock to me. And the Lord brought it up in a way where I saw America was trying to cover herself with the flag. But the flag was shredded as if a wild animal had shredded the flag. And you could see her body through the flag. And she was chained on both wrists. And two men escorted her to a ship. So it was Russia and it was China. And they carried her to the ship. And America was so stunned and so shocked at this turn of events that she could not cry. So this blonde woman that was being carried to the ship to be carried away as a slave, she could not cry. And the Lord Jesus was standing there, and he was so huge. He was the size of a mountain, but he was also a man. So it was like a cliffside and then the ocean and a ship resting on the water. And this woman is being carried. And she was so weak, but they made her walk to that ship. And the cliffside was also Jesus. And he was standing there, and he watched her go into captivity. And he did not do anything to help her because he said that he will repay the blood of his people that has been shed in this nation. So I have already made it clear that whatever views people have on these prophecies, they just go right by me. They do not affect my life at all. The only thing that affects my life is serving God to the best of my ability so that when I stand before him, he will say, as I gave it to you, you brought it forth. And so blood has been shed in this country. The Lord has said that the fields of America have wept with the blood that they received in the past times, and that blood will be requited because there was never any apology or repentance for that blood. So if people can get angry because the blood of babies have not been repented for and 60 million children nearly have just been sent back. Literally, it's like pressing the delete button before a file can continue loading. These children have not been able to ever have the full expression intended for them by the author of life. They were sent back. And there's this huge outrage in the Christian community for this. But for these other sins, it's just crickets most of the time. All I can say is that God has a comprehensive ledger. I have my ledger, but my ledger is small because I am man. But the Lord's ledger is huge, and it records every act, thought, deed, word, and also every inaction, meaning everything that could have and should have been done to prevent an evil was not done. He takes record of all of it, shows me a small part, and it is that small part I bring out exactly. The word of the Lord to America is lands, wealth, iron, oil, natural gas, money, even hidden treasures. There's a prophecy on the Master's Voice called "The Center Will Not Hold," and that was the first time that I knew that there are temperature-controlled, climate-controlled rooms that are built into wealthy houses and also built in underground places that contain art that was taken from places that are not America and are owned by private collectors. So this art, the Lord says that they were sold in private sales from the museums to these people without ever being auctioned in public. They moved in a sort of underground art trade, and they are now under the ground, and only one man, or maybe one man and his wife, get to stand and look at a treasure that maybe came from some palace in Africa, or came from some palace in South America, or taken from some place in Asia, and the people are weeping over the loss of that artifact, and it is here in America under the ground. I saw the images also in the prophecy. America is broke. I will put a comment after maybe an hour or so, or when I have time, no limit, I will put a comment and pin the comment and put the links to all these prophecies so that you can read them, because they're not all videos. But I saw these treasures being brought out by the Russians. So the Russians knew where these things were. They knew exactly where to go and who had them, and they brought them out, and I saw them taking. I saw that the Russians, God showed me that the Russians love art. The Chinese soldiers could not care less. But the Russian soldiers and the generals especially, they love art and they love beautiful things, and they will take the paintings and the naked women wearing one piece of cloth. They took all that away. And they will take people away to serve as slaves. And the reason for this is all the reasons I have listed, but also the Lord says this particular set of prophecies concerning Russia, Russia is going to be controlled from the inside by His Spirit. He will. He said, I will whistle for them like a dog or like a fly. And without even thinking about it, they will respond to that call, because they are the weapons of my indignation. Indignation means that God is the one who is angry. And when a man is angry and he is about to do something, he usually picks up a weapon. Russia is that weapon that God is going to use to advance upon this nation, to express all that is in his heart, not Celestial's heart, in his heart, to express to this nation his indignation and his fury about all the things that have been happening here long before this channel was called to begin bringing them out. And so even people will be carried away as captives to serve as servants in the Russian land. And so all I will say is, to those who are wondering and asking, is this for everyone? The Lord showed me that this is people who are living in sin. But the thing is that the categorization of sin is very broad, isn't it? So you might want to take a breath and say, who, not me? And yet the heart will be full of evil. And the Lord says that because these people will be like, almost like heat-seeking missiles, they will know. So there are people, if you are truly the Lord's person, I'm not saying that this may not come by your house or your wherever, but the thing is that the kindness that these people will show, the gentleness, the fact they will say, no, don't be afraid. It will be God. It will be literally the angel of the Lord standing there as a stay, and they will just be like, oh, no, and leave you. And then there are houses containing Christians. Yes, for I saw crosses on the necks of some of the captives. So that false Christianity that me and my God are BFFs, there's nothing like that when spiritual sifting is going on. Spiritual sifting is the process of separation that has nothing to do with what a person's mouth says. I'm a Christian. I'm a child of God. The Spirit of the Lord knows His own. And to them He will protect. To them He will save. He's not having them get on any boat. The Lord knows who this is for. So, this is the word of the Lord. It will be carried away, even down to the people. So I said at the beginning of this video, I have finished the prophetic word. It will be carried away, received April 30th, 2022. I said at the beginning of this video that I would share a little bit about why I always recommend reading. Reading is better even for your Bible. Reading is better. It goes into your heart. It goes into your mind better. And reading has the added advantage of making you think about what you're hearing. When you're listening, it's not the same. Reading gives you time at your own pace to process the information. So there is a particular prophecy, a particular vision that I've spoken of many times in these Russia prophecies. And it is that the invasion was so sudden that people actually woke up and expected to see Fox News and CNBC and NBC and all the BCs. They woke up and they expected to see American news on TV. And in the vision, I saw a person in a bathrobe, to this day I don't know if it was male or female, pouring a glass of orange juice, because it's just seeing it from like this. Pouring a glass of orange juice, and I had a back view of them, and I was watching like behind them into their living room where they had the TV on. And they put the remote holding this glass of orange juice, and a Russian general came on, and he was speaking in Russian. He was making an announcement, not in English, but in Russian. And this person watched this for a few seconds and then dropped the glass of orange juice in shock. And that is how it will be. Now, this is just a detail in a prophecy. And so when you're listening and you hear me say it and you just think, okay, sudden invasion, sudden shock. But this thing has been doing its own rotation in my heart. And then one day, a few weeks ago, even though this prophecy that I just mentioned about the orange juice detail is at least 3 years old, one day it dawned on me what it means to see a Russian on TV speaking Russian. It came to me that when a man speaks his own language, he's not speaking it for nothing. He's speaking it because he knows he will be understood. And so my mind began to think, why would a Russian come to America and speak Russian on American TV? And the answer is, ladies and gentlemen, is because when he speaks Russian, he knows that there is a large audience inside the country that will fully understand him. That is the first understanding that came to me because I had read that message and it went into me and stayed with me. A man only speaks his language if he knows there is an audience to understand him. So they will make all the announcements when they take over in Russian because they know that there is an audience that can hear them. But here is the worrying part. When they make that announcement, whatever it will be, we are in charge now. To you who can understand this, have no fear. There will be an even more massive audience that won't have a clue of what is being said. And that is the element of surprise that they are going to have, that they can speak for an hour and maybe 5% of the population will know. They'll probably be saying, maybe go to a safe place or we will not harm you or we have your address. Because the Lord showed me that technologically speaking, entire lists of people have been made available from within the government. These big tech companies, when you give them your information, when you buy stuff from them, when you sign up with them for a service, there are massive lists in this country of we who live here. And so whatever they will be saying, one small tiny group will be understanding those who are spies as well as those who just have lived here all their life and they have no evil intent in their heart. But the massive group will be watching that and they will have no clue of what is being said. And now you understand why Luke 21 and 26 says, men's hearts failing them. It is something for the heart to see someone saying something on your TV that you can't understand and you realize that it's coming from CNN's studios. This is Celestial with the Master's Voice. I have delivered the word of the Lord. Please share these videos. If people don't want to watch them, please do not feel bad. That is not your fault. Thank you for being with me. Thank you to all of you who support the channel. May the Lord bless you and return it back to you. Stay in prayer and keep your face towards the Lord. He is the source of joy, and he is the author of peace in every storm. See, that's the thing about the scripture. When it says peace in the storm, we think it's just the storm when you have a fight with your husband. There are storms coming that are going to utterly blow people out of the boat. They have no faith in them. And even some who say they are of faith, they have no root in them. And so when trial and persecution comes, they easily fall away. God bless you. And until I see you again, goodbye. Hello again, and welcome to the Master's Voice. I am Celestial, and you are welcome to this channel. To old and new subscribers, you are very welcome. I have a word from the Lord received today, September 19, 2021. This is a grave word, and it touches on a lot of points, and so I will try to move through all these points because they tie. This prophecy ties together many previous prophecies, many previous things that I have already shared. If you are new to this channel, I truly recommend that before you start asking a lot of questions and leaving comments that you can easily solve for yourself, please try to go through the the over 100 prophetic words that are already on this channel. You can simply look at the channel playlists. I've created many playlists so that if you want to get better information and you want to better understand what the Lord is saying to us here, there's no way around it. You are going to have to make an investment of time. You are going to have to make an investment of study. Understand that prophecy forms part of the Lord's word, except that it is a right now delivery that is coming from the Spirit of God. And so you can't really expect to be spoon-fed these things. I've shared many times that it is time-consuming to make these videos, and this is my offering to the Lord. This is my sacrifice to the Lord. So likewise, there needs to be some kind of involvement on your part. And instead of simply asking, but what about this, but what about that, especially if you are new, understand that there is an entire library of things that I have already covered, and you have to go and dig. Just the way the Bible says, it's the glory of the Lord to conceal a matter, and it's the glory of kings to search it out. You're going to have to search it out, because it's very rare that I see what people leave on here or the blog, and it's even rarer that I will have time to be able to respond. So another thing that I recently discovered that I would like to ask of viewers is, I just found out perhaps a day or two ago that people who watch the videos, if you like it, it helps the video to climb higher on the algorithm. I did not know that. This must be why people always ask for likes and subscriptions. So if you like a video, it causes the video to be more highly promoted by YouTube. And one of the concerns that I have been working on trying to solve with this channel is that more people see these words. I always say, especially in my writing, that there are over 330 million people in the United States. And yet it causes me some measure of pain that so few people are aware of what the Lord is saying in this time. So if you would like these videos, it will help them to be more promoted by the YouTube algorithm from what I've read. And then I think it would appear on more people's channel feeds. So that's just something for you to consider. You can find everything that you need to know about the Master's Voice in the description box below. I always leave a snippet of what the video is about. And without further ado, let's begin. So the Lord was speaking to me this morning, and one of the banner words that I have is what he said. To the four corners of the world, they will go. If a man survives, he will flee. He will tell this story. He will recount this woe, this lamentation, this tale of what became of America. The other scripture comes from Jeremiah chapter 15. So when the day started, I was spending time with the Lord in prayer, praise, and worship, just the two of us, as it should be. And then the Lord said to me, Jeremiah 14, and he kept saying it, so I stopped singing, and I went Jeremiah 14. And as I was reading it, in the beginning of the chapter, I didn't exactly see what the Lord might be speaking to me about, but I came to a certain point. And once I came to that point, I knew exactly what God was trying to say, because he said it many times before. The time has not come to officially deliver that word, but when I saw it, my heart sank, because I knew what he was trying to say. And immediately the Lord began to flood me with information, urging me to finish reading the chapter, but speaking to me at the same time. And so as he was speaking to me, I read even into Jeremiah 15. When I'm reading and God wants to bring forth information from a particular point, he will say, keep reading, keep reading, keep reading, because he wants me to absorb and refresh all that information before he finishes speaking. So God released a lot today, and I will try to get through it in two videos, one video giving the information and the second video going over what I read in Jeremiah 14 and 15. So the scripture here at the banner is Jeremiah 15, 1 to 4, and it basically says, then the Lord said to me, even if Moses and Samuel came to stand before me, I would not have a favorable mind towards these people. Cast them out of my sight and let them go forth. And it shall be that if they say to you, well, where should we go? Then you will tell them, thus says the Lord, those appointed for death, to death, and those appointed for the sword, to the sword, and those appointed for the famine, to the famine, and those who are appointed for captivity, to the captivity. And I will appoint over them four forms of destruction, says the Lord, the sword to slay them, and the dogs to drag them, the birds of the heavens and the beast of the earth that will devour and destroy. And I will hand them over to trouble to all kingdoms of the earth because of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, the king of Judah, for what he did in Jerusalem. So this is the word that I received early this morning, and the Lord poured out about many, many things. And here I am. So let those who have a heart to listen, listen. And let those who have a heart to hear, hear. A great destruction. This is what God says, that they will have no one to defend them. God says that America will not have a man to defend her. He says that there will be no bulwark and no strong defense for this nation. There will be no one to stand in the breach for them or defend their strong cities. For the soldiers shall fall at my wrath. The soldiers of the United States will fall at my great anger. And when they are cut down, the nation shall be desolate. And so the prophecy that ties into this, one of them that came to mind is a prophecy that I gave, I think it might be in 2020, and it's called the Mother of Seven. And that is a very bitter prophecy that draws from Jeremiah 15. I have shared that I have seen many times in the visions of the Lord that the soldiers of the United States, all of her army, her infantry, her sea people and her land people and the air force and all the forces that you can think of will be greatly decimated in a great war that will come to these United States. There will be a great war here, and the soldiers and, in fact, the entire military and protective infrastructure will be completely unprepared for it. America will be very greatly defeated in that military conflict. And as the prophecy states, as the prophetic word of God states that you can read in the prophecy called the Mother of Seven, the bodies of the servicemen and women of this nation will lie in piles. So they will lie, as I have seen them, they will lie out in the open, and they will have died in so many numbers that it will be impossible to bury them. So you will see the various uniforms of the USA lying in the open, lying exposed to the elements, because of how many they will be that pass away. And I also want it to be understood, if you are a serviceman or you are a servicewoman in the United States, may your heart not fail at hearing this word, because I think it is important, and I always reiterate, it is important to understand what is going on here. If you are new to this channel, this is a channel that is bringing forth the prophetic word of the Lord as it relates to judgment. So you will never see Celestial on this channel coming on and telling you that God is bringing you your new car or your new house, or it's a season where you're going to triumph over your enemies. Yes, the Lord does say these things. The Lord is not exclusively speaking judgment prophecies, but here on this channel, on the Master's Voice, here I am bringing forth the prophetic words of the Lord that relate to the judgment of America as Mystery Babylon. I'm not here to debate back and forth with people who believe that Mystery Babylon is the Catholic Church, or they believe that it is Rome, or they believe that it is Iraq or Iran or whatever else. I have long left such conjecture in the past. I am talking about things that the Lord has released and said that the mystery of who end times Babylon is very well clear. I am not the only messenger who is saying this. And in fact, in one of the prophecies on the Master's Voice that is called the Kuiper Belt and Fire, God made it very clear that America will have no excuse before him in understanding that she was Mystery Babylon, because he said he sent a man here to her many, many years ago. Before the Lord started speaking prophecy to me, he sent a pastor by the name of Dumitri Dudeman. And that man was a Romanian who came to the United States without even the ability to speak English. And he came here because he was brought here by the Lord to pronounce that unless America would repent and turn from her sin, she absolutely would be destroyed. Dumitri Dudeman was perhaps one of the first pastors to reveal to the American church society that she, the United States, is Mystery Babylon. So it's not anybody else. And if you're still arguing that point, you're going to find yourself arguing alone, because I'm not even going to pick up the thread of that conversation with you. America has not heard the word of the Lord to repent. And therefore, a great destruction will come here. And that destruction will take many different forms. It will take the form of social decline. It will take the form of economic decline. It will take the form of defeat in international military conflicts. It will even take the form of civil war. It will take the form of very devastating natural disasters. Natural disasters, the Lord says, that will come upon the whole nation, and the nation will be judged in a whole fashion, meaning that every single living thing that is in this nation shall be tried by the Lord, and the unrighteous will be very harshly, punished. And so if you are a soldier today, you have to understand that the protection of your soul and the protection of your life will not come from the United States Army. It will not come from the Navy. It will not come from the Marines. It will not come from the police force. It will not come from the political hierarchy. It will not come from the Air Force, the Coast Guard, no matter where you're serving today. Even if you're in the fire department, the rescue services, none of those things are able to protect your eternal soul and preserve your life and your family's life. And so if you are in these areas and you are hearing the sound of my voice, you have two choices. You can continue to follow in the oorah and think that that is what is going to protect you from the things that God says is coming here, or you can understand that it is time to bow your knee to something stronger than the military-industrial complex of the United States. God said that there will be no strong defense for America. He said that there will be no man to defend this nation, and that the soldiers will fall. And so it may be time for you to consider humbling yourself before the Lord. It is a noble thing to be in the military. It is a noble thing to serve your country as a warrior. Unfortunately, the military arm of this country is warmongering. It causes excessive harm, pain, loss, and devastation all over the world. And now God is about to judge it, not only for things, atrocities that it has done in modern times, but stretching all the way back. And if you are a soldier, if you are a pilot, whatever it is you are, and you know, for instance, that you have been on assignments that have troubled you, your conscience and the things that you have done on your assignments in terms of following orders have never sat right with your heart. They've given you nightmares. They've given you PTSD. It is time for you to get on your knees and ask forgiveness of God for what you have done, for the blood that you have shed in following orders and things like that. It is time for you to repent and ask forgiveness so that when the sword of the Lord comes to divide between the righteous and the unrighteous, it doesn't divide saying, oh, this guy is a soldier, she's a soldier, they need to fall. It divides in saying, even if she is a soldier, even if he is a soldier, they are my child, and them I will protect. We move on to the next part of the prophecy. It is entitled Foreign Invasion. This is the word of the Lord, Foreign Invasion. The Russians are coming as an act of my vengeance, and their precision to target the wicked with pinpoint accuracy will be as a result of my Holy Spirit that will cause every unrepentant sinner to be caught in their trap with perfect accuracy. Although they do not know you personally, they will know by the guidance of the Lord who is a rebel against me, who is a sinner, who is a breaker of God's law. And those people will be taken captive with an uncommon accuracy as they face the wrath of the Lord. The righteous in the land will escape. They will be protected, but this judgment is upon the whole land. If a man escape with his life, it is by the mercy of Yahweh. It is the goodness of the Lord that will allow you to still see days when this judgment is being fulfilled. Foreign troops will utterly trample them here. Americans will be trampled underfoot, and the weak among them will be like grass before an ox, eaten up and consumed with nothing left behind. The Lord said that he was telling me and is telling me this information that I bring because I am his servant. And the scripture he gave me is this: they come from a far country, from the end of heaven, the Lord and his weapons of indignation to destroy the whole land. And that is Isaiah 13:5. And so there's no one prophecy that I can bring up when I speak about this, because there's an entire playlist on the Master's Voice. It's called the Russian China playlist. And I think there's about 15 or 16 prophetic words where I detail with accuracy and with care the time that I have invested in this channel and in the blog, writing down the Lord's words and making a careful record is considerable time. And so, like I said in the beginning, I hope that you will also invest the time to read and to study these things. And the Lord answered in this particular part of the prophecy entitled Foreign Invasion, where he said that the Russians will be able to capture with shocking and perfect accuracy everyone who is actually a rebel against God. It answered a question that I have had but not really asked the Lord, which is when foreign soldiers come to a country, how are they really going to know who is righteous and who is unrighteous? We know that the Father cannot be lied to, and the Lord knows who are his children. He knows who are real Christians, and he knows those who are pretending, and he knows those who absolutely don't care. But how would a Russian, a Chinese, or a Ukrainian soldier coming here for war actually know this? And the Lord answered this and brought to mind the teaching of King Jehoshaphat and King Ahab in the Old Testament. And it's so interesting because in that story, King Jehoshaphat, who I think was head over Judah, and King Ahab, who was head over Israel, at times the two kingdoms would fight, but at times they would be quite close because the two kings would be friends. And so these two kings happened to be in a period where they were friends. And so Jehoshaphat went to visit Ahab at the time that Ahab was planning a military campaign against another place. And so they're talking, and Ahab says to Jehoshaphat, come to war with me. And Jehoshaphat is a more submitted king than King Ahab. This is Ahab, who was married to wicked Jezebel and who hated God and did nothing to honor God. And so Jehoshaphat says, well, I'd be glad to support you in war, but I would just like to know what the word of the Lord is. So let us inquire of the prophets and find out what the Lord would say about this planned campaign. Many Christians don't ask the Lord about anything. They don't seek the Lord about big decisions, who to marry, whether to take a job, where to move, what to do with their lives. They make these decisions based on what I just basically call logic. They try to puzzle it out and think that, oh, they can work it out and they can have an understanding. And then when they've made a decision, then they go to the Lord and ask the Lord to bless their decision. And this is why many people in the body of Christ have ended up in holes. They don't involve the Lord in anything, and they think that God exists almost as a kind of rubber stamp on what they want to do. And this is why many of us cannot make progress in our lives, because we don't honor the Lord and we don't put him in the place that he belongs. So Jehoshaphat was a king that honored the Lord, just like King David, of whose lineage he was. And he said, let's inquire of the Lord. We have prophets. Let's ask them. Now, Ahab's court was filled with prophets. He had about 400 or 450 prophets there who were all infected with a lying spirit. And so their prophecies always dovetailed perfectly together, and they always backed each other up. But there was one man who had the word of the Lord in his mouth, and his name was Micaiah. And so when they asked them, should we go out in this military campaign? Should we go and fight? All of them were like, go forth and prosper. You will do great. One of them even picked up the horns of a bull, metal horns, and came and said, with these horns, you will toss and turn and throw the enemy away. And the king was like, yeah, see, God wants us to go. And Jehoshaphat said, is there no man here in whose mouth is the word of the Lord? And Ahab thought about it, and he said, there is one, but he never prophesies anything good. He never has a positive, loving prophecy from the reckless love God to give me. Nevertheless, let us call him. And so they called Micaiah, and the guard who went to get Micaiah said to him, please, all the other prophecies are saying this is coming for the war. They're all positive, and they all tell the king that he will be successful. Try to do the same. And Micaiah said, by the Lord God, I will speak only what the Lord gives me. And so he comes, and they ask him, what is the word of the Lord for this war that we want to have? And Micaiah says, go forth, you will surely be successful. And he must have said it with sarcasm, because even Ahab was able to perceive that it was not a genuine prophecy. And he said, how many times have I told you that when you prophesy to me, you tell me only what the Lord says? And Micaiah said this, I see all of Israel scattered like sheep upon the hill. And the Lord says, these have no master, let them go to their house. And Ahab was angry, and he said, you see, Jehoshaphat, I told you, he never says anything good. So they decide to go ahead with the war anyway. But when they go to battle, Ahab decides that just to be sure, he's going to disguise himself as a normal warrior. So he went out without the robes of a king. He went out without the crown, and he went out without all the security detail that is supposed to ride in chariots around kings to protect them. Jehoshaphat went out dressed as a king. So when the enemy saw Jehoshaphat, they said, "There is the king of Israel," because the quarrel was only with Ahab, not with Jehoshaphat. So when they saw a king in the battle, they thought, "This is the king," and they began to ride upon him to kill him. But Jehoshaphat realized that he was out of alignment with God's timing, and he was where God told him not to be. Let this be a warning to many of you as you watch this video. If you align yourself out of God's timing, purpose, and calling, you will almost, in many cases, bear the penalty for being in disobedience. Jehoshaphat repented right there in the chariot, and he cried out to God, "My God, save me." And the Lord sent knowledge into the hearts of the enemy, and they saw, this is not Ahab, and they turned from him. But to go back to what I was saying about how the Russians will know who is righteous and who is a sinner in this country, the Spirit of the Lord will tell them, and you will not be able to hide from the judgments that these people will be used to bring upon this nation. The Bible says that a man drew his bow at chance, meaning that he had no idea where Ahab was because he wasn't dressed as a king. He drew his bow at chance and he loosed it while the battle was going on. And the bow went to Ahab, guided by the Lord, and caught him between the joints of his armor. And it hit him in a crucial part of his body. He was so badly wounded that he said to the chariot man, "Take me aside, take me aside. I am wounded. I am wounded sore." And he stayed in the chariot, watching his people be routed and beaten by the enemy. And the Bible says that he bled out into the chariot and died at sundown. And when his chariot was taken back to the city, they washed it in the public square, and his blood came out upon the ground, and dogs came and licked his blood, just as the prophetic word of the Lord had said. So to those who come to this channel and think that I am just here because I'm bored, I am bringing the word as one out of many. What the Lord God says is what will come. They will know by his Spirit who is righteous and who is unrighteous, and that is how it will be. The title of this word is To the Four Corners. So the Lord says, I am telling you this for it to be recorded as a witness against this nation. I will make America a desolation. I will trample them under my feet, and I will scatter them to the four corners of the earth. To the four corners, go. Those who survive will flee in four directions, north, south, east, and west. They will scatter across the world, carrying stories of their great fall and judgment. They will be scattered abroad to every nation, and some will receive them and some not. Some nations will give them comfort, but other nations will serve them mockery. They will drink the bitter cup of my anger. They will drain it until it is gone. I will judge this nation to its core, and at last, when it is removed, my anger against them will be satisfied. And the word that the Lord gave me here is, they shall know that I am the Lord when I scatter them among all nations and I disperse them throughout the countries. But I will spare a few of their men from the sword, from famine, and from pestilence, that they may declare all their abominations. So all their wickedness and everything that they did to cause the Lord to judge them so harshly, they will confess these abominations among the Gentiles wherever they go. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. And this is Ezekiel 12, verses 15 to 16. And so I have shared in some of the videos, I can't pinpoint which one, but I have shared that I have seen that after what happened here, or before what happened here, during what happened here, there was an exodus from the country. So I think it's in the prophecy Ascendancy. In the prophecy Ascendancy, the Lord showed me one of the scenes that I saw were passports clicking through the passport clicker as people left the country. And one of the first signs of the mass exodus from the United States was foreigners. So people who have lived here for even 30, 40 years, people from the EU and people from other countries, they made the decision, single people, families, people who have come here to work, they made the decision that they would leave the United States. And many of them left without taking their assets. They left everything here and they simply went. And there were different types of exoduses. So some people left when there was still time and some people left under the great hurry of laws that were passed here. So certain laws will be passed here in the future that will cause a mass exodus of foreigners. They will simply decide that they are not going to live under these kinds of laws and they will leave. America will become extremely repressive and even Americans will ask their kids, do you still want to stay or should we go somewhere else? And the kids will say, we want to leave. This is what I saw. I saw American families deciding to leave their country of birth and they went and they lived abroad. But I also saw and I shared that I saw people fleeing. So this was when you flee, then you're leaving a very pressing, difficult situation. I saw people fleeing and they came to different nations and some of the nations received them with love and gave them what they needed. But some of the nations received them with mockery. They laughed at them and they said, oh, what happened, American? Why are you here? Why is the great American here? And some nations actually refused them entry. So they stamped in their passport, no, and they were forced to go back to wherever they had fled from. And God says that he will scatter the Americans across the four faces of the earth so that they can confess their sins. So I saw that in the future they will be forced to recount again and again and again, the survivors, why the nation was destroyed. They will be forced to talk about the many sins that I address on this channel over and over again. And in that way, it will almost be like 9/11. They will be forced to relive the pain. They will be forced to relive being in diaspora, which means being driven away from your home because of difficult circumstances taking place where you come from. And so the Lord says that because of children that are murdered in the womb, he says that this is an entire population that has disappeared on American soil before it even manifested. So a lot of bloodshed, the nation of bloody skirts, God called this nation in the prophecy without reprieve. For the innocent blood that is shed here in child sacrifice, and for the rituals that are conducted here, and for the blood sacrifices that take place to this day, while the victims cry out to me until their voices become silent. So this is basically people crying out as they are murdered in sacrifices, as they are murdered in rituals, as they are murdered in satanic ritual abuse, whereby you sexually molest and abuse children and adults until they come to the very cusp of expiry. And then at that point where their life is about to end, you then sacrifice them in a specific way to release demonic power that those who conduct these rituals wish to receive. God says that this bloody nation will be judged. He says that this is a bloody nation and he will repay even the blood of the ancient people. So we are talking about the African Americans and we are talking about the Native Americans that were exterminated here in the past. The Lord says that the nation will bear judgment. He says that America is a war monger. He says, for the atrocities that you have committed against foreign populations, did you not put your boot on the heads of Iraqis and take photos of it? I will judge this land and every living thing in it, for the anger of the Lord foams as the sea against this place, and so shall the sea come up out of its banks and cover you from my eyes. This is the word of the Lord. So I have shared all of these points. If you wish to get the best out of this ministry, make a habit of visiting the blog. At the bottom of the blog, where after you read the prophecies on the white field, there is a blue field at the bottom, and that's where you get comments. And below the comments, you will find a little box, the search box. So if you go and you type in abortion, if you go in and type in African American, if you go in and type in Native American, if you go in and type in tsunami, you will find all these things mentioned. The things that God says he will judge the nation for going to war and molesting foreign populations. America, you have a lot of this blood on your hands. You have gone and done things that have never been disclosed to the American population. And so the American population itself is always happy when the boys go out there to do stuff. But God says that this nation as a whole will reap the judgment for the things that the boys have gone overseas and done. Sexual immorality and total depravity. We come to the next part of the prophecy. Come to address things that I really, as a woman, do not want to have to speak about on camera, but in obedience to the Father, if he has to see it, he has said to me, Celestial, if I have to see it, why can't you? And I think that that is a very excellent argument on the Lord's side, and this is why I deal with these things as he shows them to me. I see homosexuality bare. God does not cover these people when he shows me in the vision. I actually see what they are doing. I see the abortion table. I see them taking babies out, pulling them out with a clamp. Things that I've never actually witnessed in real life, I see in the visions of the Lord. And so I will make these things known, that this nation will know that there will be no hiding. God says in this prophecy that America will be naked as a virgin before her husband. Everything will be laid bare so that people will know why judgment is great and strong against this nation. The Lord was very angry as he was delivering this prophecy to me, not angry against me, Celestial, but angry, and delivered the words with anger. The pictures were before me, and therefore I will be true to what he has shown me. Sexual immorality and depravity. For that day will not come unless a great falling away comes first, a great embracing of whoredoms where the entire earth will revel and party like never before. America is a party nation, smoking, drinking, and fornicating under every green tree. The abominations that the other nations are afraid to commit are legalized in America. Same sex, cutting the womb, and every form of perversion has found its home here. The women of this nation lie in their blood. Now, I will make mention of this. I've shared just 2 seconds ago many of the things that I've seen, but there is one practice that when I see it, because the Lord reveals it so graphically to me, it causes me frustration and anger. And it is that women in this nation will have sexual relations while they are on their monthly time. So the monthly time traditionally in Scripture, it was seen as so unclean for women that the women were asked to go and live outside the Israelite camp for that time. So if you were a 3-day, 5-day, even 7-day woman, you had to know that you would spend time in a special camp for the women outside. You were not allowed to mingle with other people, especially not men. You could not be near your husband, family. Everything that you touched was seen as unclean. And so it was just easier for the women to go out of the camp and live there. Yet progress, so-called progress, and move forward to modern times, and women around the world, but especially in European nations and Western nations, commit what other people in other cultures would faint before they tried doing, and that is having sexual relations during this time of a woman. I have seen it. I have spoken of it in the prophecy Blood to Drink. God revealed the bloody sins of America in that prophecy, and it is one of the most graphic in this ministry. If you have not seen it, please see it. The Lord says that the women of this nation lie in their blood, and it will bring a great judgment against all who do this. It says that America will be a den of dragons. Thus says the Lord, I will make it a den of dragons, and it will be the home of the spirits of the cursed places. The hooting owl will live there, the ostrich and the night spirits will play there when I make America a desolation that has never been seen before at any time period in history before now. I will make this the home of demons, and thus will the word of my messengers be fulfilled. And the scripture is Jeremiah 9 and 11, and he gave me that this morning. I will make Jerusalem into heaps and a den of dragons, and I will make the cities of Judah desolate without an inhabitant. So when the Lord is saying den of dragons, let us understand. He's not talking about Pete the magic dragons, and he's not talking about how to train your dragon. if only it were that. He's talking about something much worse, and that is the coming of demons into a space. Understand that when God loves a person, the body is seen as the temple by God, and the Spirit of God inhabits the temple. And the Spirit of God is perhaps, he is many things, but he is also one of the best security and alarm systems that you can have. The Holy Spirit will alert you to when things are wrong, to when danger is near, to when you should not go to a certain place, because harm will come to you. But when the Holy Spirit begins to recede from a person, when he begins to depart from a population, understand that the protection and the hedge that he brings along with the blood of Jesus also begins to recede. And when the house is left unprotected, just as a real house can easily be broken into, thieves can come in and take what is valuable. When this physical temple is not protected, demonic spirits will enter in with ease. So I have shared in several of my prophecies that I have seen an alarming rise in spiritually oppressed and demonically possessed people here in New York City. When you go to the city, especially in Manhattan, this is extremely prevalent. So if you live in Manhattan and you're watching this and you're scoffing, you go right on ahead because you have no idea of spiritual things and you probably cannot perceive a demonically possessed person even until the moment they strike you. And you would probably just think, oh, why did this guy hit me? There are so many people in New York City whose vessels have been breached and other spirits that are not the Holy Spirit and other spirits that are not that person's human spirit are living in them. And as a spiritually alert person, as somebody who's very tuned into the spiritual realm, when I do go outside, I see these people, and I have mentioned that they are becoming a literal army in the city of New York that we are going to definitely have to deal with. And so the Lord said to me in one of the prophecies, and I will repeat it here, that because the den of dragons will grow, meaning that people will have not one, not two, but 50, 100, even 1,000 and demons living in them. He said that one of the major indications that this prophecy is true is that you will see crime in the United States skyrocket, but it will not just skyrocket as ordinary crime. The Lord said that the atrocities that Americans will commit one against another, and especially within families, when the police are called and the police come to the crime scene, he said that these officers who have been on the force for 15, 20, 30 years, they will weep. You won't be called for a domestic disturbance. You will be called because you haven't seen your neighbor in 15 days. And when the police finally come and toss the home, they will find that the husband has boiled the wife and peeled her like a grape and made a dress out of her skin and is wearing the dress when the officers come. You will see very horrific crimes taking place in the United States. And it doesn't matter how these people are sentenced, because these people will not be committing these crimes by normal human passion, by normal human anger. They will be committing what is unimaginable. And that is because Satan can imagine things that human beings can't imagine. And so the crimes that Satan will commit in human bodies will be a frightful thing, and that will be part of the judgment on this nation. The home of the spirits that inhabit the cursed places. There will also be times in the future where gates, spiritual gates, are opened in the United States, and creatures that are fallen will enter into this nation. This is for a further time, but I don't know the timing of it, but the Lord has shown that the fallen ones, the fallen angels, unclean things, even the people who will change and lose their human nature and become reanimate, what people call zombies, I call reanimate, because these are people who, to the eye and to the spirit, have clearly died. They are no longer people. They have perished, but by some means have become reanimated, can walk, not talk, but walk, growl, hunt, and eat human flesh. You will find these unclean dragons here within the United States. The test of the righteous. For the day will not come, a day of great wrath against the children of unrighteousness. That day will burn like an oven. It will be a day of terror among the faithful when they see how the wicked are repaid. The faithful will be faint when they see the judgment of America, both within and without. Those who serve the Lord will know that I am God when they see how fiercely I will repay Babylon. The day of the Lord is near. So let those who are in their houses, meaning if you are in the spiritual house of safety and righteousness, meaning that you are in Christ, let those who are in their houses stay in them. But let those who are still outside come now into the safety of faith in Christ, in the Lord Jesus. And what God is saying is that when he judges this country, the people who know him as God, the people who serve him as Lord, will almost want to pass out when they see the severity of the punishments that will be given to this country. And I see often people write on my channel, and they write on the blog, all this has been said by the Lord before, we await it and everything. And what that tells me is that really many people are inhabiting an unwise reality, because it is the arrogance of man to think that you are prepared for the things that I'm speaking of. It really is. It's the silent people, perhaps the people who have never commented, that are the wisest. Because if you think that you are able to bear the presence of your family members and your relatives that have taken this injectable solution, who will turn into other beings and stand before you, and you think, because these people will have the ability to track through DNA. I have shared this in the prophecy entitled A Dream of the End of America, and I still have others coming up. If you think that you are able to bear this, if you think that you are able to bear watching your child that you gave birth to completely become socialized according to the beast system, as God has said, pick up the phone and tell the end times police to come to your address to take you and your husband and anyone else in the house who believes in Jesus into custody. If you think that you are able to inhabit this world that the Lord has shown me, where blood will be on the roads, they will have public executions in this nation. I'm sitting here in September 2021, and I'm telling you the things that are ahead. And yet the faithful come to this channel, and they're like, yeah, but these things, we expect them, and it will be glorious. It will be for the glory of the Lord. You really have no idea of understanding the scripture when it is written by the hand of a God that cannot die. And it is so unwise. The scripture says, wail, wail, for the day of the Lord is at hand. A day that will burn like an oven, destruction from the Almighty. It's typical human behavior to think that there is something in you, perhaps your heart or your lungs or your kidney, that is able to bear watching this with the eye. Yet the Lord says that his people who will not be harmed by this will want to faint and pass out when they see the things that I am talking about come to pass. Isaiah 13 says, every man's heart will melt in fear. Pangs and sorrow like a woman giving birth will grab a hold of them, and they will stare at one another with red faces, as if their faces were aflame. I can only caution people to be careful. God is not who you think he is. He truly is not. The Lord says that the United States will be destroyed before his face. I will go through this quickly. Towers will fall and tall buildings will be humbled by bomb blasts and nuclear attack in many cities. The Lord says that many cities will collapse physically, and there will also be social collapse because the services will break down. They will become disrupted. They will become spotty at first, and then they will become unreliable, and then they will be disrupted for many weeks before they finally fail. So this is, you're not getting power. You're not getting gas. You're not getting heat. You're not getting many things. The government will be unable to sustain social services. So those who are dependent on Social Security, those who are dependent on welfare, WIC, which is women, infants, and children, all those services will come to an abrupt halt as America is bankrupted. And God says that social services will fail. So the social infrastructure as well as the physical infrastructure will fail. And as he was speaking, I saw the buildings basically being shattered because of impact coming in from missiles. So I don't know the different types of missiles. I have no understanding of these things. But what I saw is he depicted it almost like a cartoon. You know when something explodes in a cartoon or there's a punch in a cartoon, how it has that big spiky impact. So here there would be a big spiky impact to show this is a hard blow. I saw that around the buildings and glass buildings especially just shattered, and the glass became very dangerous projectiles that went out for many feet, harming people. So the trash, the water, the power, the gas, all these things, they will eventually fail. And for that, you can see the prophecy, Signs of Ruin in America. God says that many of the cities will turn to gangland cities. So to all the people who are always talking about Chicago, Chicago is going to come to a town near you. Says life in America will become survival of the fittest, and it will be very dangerous to live in populated areas like cities. People will take resources from whoever has them, and there will be great panic and fear and wickedness, and the lack of provision is what will cause people to become violent and start robbing one another. So you might have a neighbor who didn't prep, he never watched this channel or any channel, didn't know what was going on, and then to save his family, this person will literally take a weapon and begin to rob those who did prep. So the Lord said that every word he has spoken through me as his servant will come to pass. I always watch with interest when people come here and say things. And the reason I don't answer is because I literally have no need to defend myself. The vindication is in scripture, and it says, when the prophet speaks a thing and it comes not to pass, then you shall not be afraid of him. God did not send him. But if I am here by the word of the Lord, and you have already seen some of the things that I have spoken coming to pass, then when they all fulfill themselves, do I have a need to say anything? I do not. We move on to disease. Now, this is something that I was seeing for the last 2 weeks. It's graphic, and I pray that those who hear, if you are not guilty of this, God bless you. But if you are guilty of this, please listen. The Lord says that any person who is in fornication will be struck with disease in their private parts. And unfortunately, I did see this, and I will describe it. The Lord said he will start to do this now. You will have a stench. So you will stink with the disease that God will give you down there. He says you will have a drip. You will have inflammation, which is great swelling that makes any movement unpainful in the swollen area. And you will have a discharge that cannot be cured. God says that you will suffer from the itch that cannot be cured. And you can find this in Deuteronomy. This is one of the diseases that God said he would bring upon people who sin. The Lord says you will reek, which means that you will be unable to go out in public and be among people because of the stench that will come from you. He said that science and medicine will not be able to help you, and so you will stink so badly that no creams, no cortisol, no pills, nothing will be able to help. What will happen to you? And he said, who told you to sin against me? Who told you that you can lie on a bed of fornication? Who told you that you can eat the bread of the married? People who have waited on God and entered into covenant, man and wife only, that is marriage. One man, one woman. Nothing else is godly marriage in the sight of God. He said, who told you that you can take the bread of the married and sin against me and then still call my name and call me Lord? Give me a moment to adjust the lighting, please. So the Lord says, who told you that you can sin against me and then still call my name and refer to me as Lord while you are living in this condition? He says that I will strike you with disease. In your lower bowels, you will have fungus. You will have worms. Brothers and sisters, I saw these worms. I saw these worms as far back as 2020. The Lord showed me a vision where a woman had received this judgment, and she went to the doctor, and she was not honest with what she was suffering with. So the poor doctor said, well, why don't you get comfortable and change into this, and I will check. And when he checked, he wasn't ready. His bile rose, and he almost vomited He covered his mouth and fled. He fled from the room. I saw another image where the doctor was angry. And the doctor was angry for multiple reasons. He was angry, or she was angry, in terms of, why do I have to go through this? And he was angry at the person for putting them in that position. He was just also angry with life. He was angry, like, what can possibly have happened for living things to be nesting in a human being while the human being is alive? Because you see, the things that consume flesh, little maggots and little flies and little worms, they only come upon us when the breath of God has left us. So when we die, yes, when the breath of God has left the temple, when the Holy Spirit has departed, or just the breath of God, pneuma, has left us, yes, then the animals can feast on this thing that God loves. For this is what God loves, and God dwells here. But for you to still be alive, and they are feeding on you, that is the judgment of the Lord. And God said, repent of your sins and come to me. The final part of this prophecy is the Lord says that the ark is closing. So to those of you who are still taking your time to come to God, he says you're still making your decision if you want to switch over to the faithful life of being a child of God, and you think that there's time to get right with Jesus, but you just want to have your fun first. He said, do not be deceived. The door is closing, and when it is closed, and here the Lord just began to show me scenes, so just scenes and impress upon my heart about the man Noah. Said that Noah's neighbors watched him working for 120 years on a boat that was so big that it was impossible to miss. The boat sat in view of everyone at that time. And Noah also, the Bible says, is a preacher of righteousness. And so Noah was also warning, come into the sanctity, come into the protection of the Lord. And he said that they did nothing. They mocked and they did not pay attention. They were simply watching, like spectators who watch reality TV, to see what would be the outcome of Noah's work on this boat. And then the flood came. And he said they took their belongings and they took their children and they ran to where the plot of land was. But the Lord said that he shut the door upon Noah. So the Lord will seal the time when you can come. He will seal the time where you can say, give me one more chance. And he said that those who do not want to come when the ark is still accepting applications, when the ark of God's salvation is still accepting heartfelt repentance, when God is still taking people who repent of their sins and they walk away from that other lifestyle cold, they drop it cold, or even if they are struggling with the sin, they come to the cross and they cling and say, Lord, let me not lose my life. He says that to all who behave like Noah's neighbors, you will weep, you will not be admitted, and you will perish in your sins. And so, another thing the Lord spoke of is the deception that is in this nation, how this nation sees herself as a fruitful nation, a productive nation, and a nation that is God-fearing, a God-fearing nation. He says that these deceptions are so great, and they are greatly stoked in part by the false prophets and the pastors who lie. He says that the false religious system of America has flourished here until people actually believe that God truly loves America. And they really believe that this nation is a nation that has the favor and blessing of God resting on it. But he told me, Celestial, nothing could be further from the truth. Damnation and judgment is resting upon the United States. I will get more into that in a second video. The Lord spoke of a coming world war. Said that this war is a war that America will get herself into because she doesn't know when to stop. He says that this, America has a big mouth and that one day she will mess with the wrong nation. A world war is coming, a global war that will engulf this planet, and at the center of that war will sit this nation that does not know when to stop. The Lord said that this war will start as a very small conflict, but the thing about it is that everyone will have an opinion. So everyone will be speaking and everyone will have something to say, and America the Brave will open her mouth in the midst of this conflict to do what she always does. But this time it will end in destruction for her. And so I saw foreign soldiers here in the United States, and they were taking wives. And I don't mean that they were making marriage proposals to the women. They were raping women and sexually taking them by force. And what happened is that after a man would sexually take a woman, it was seen by all the other soldiers as, oh no, that's his. And so they would stay away from that woman, and that woman was almost like a sister wife to that man. God says that they will pick and choose among the women of this nation according to their preference. And I've shared that in multiples of the videos where I've talked about captivity, that I saw that the soldiers came here and they selected among the women according to what fascinated them. And so there were some soldiers, especially among the Asians, who were fascinated by women that have different colored hair and different colored eyes, green eyes, red hair, blonde hair, something not commonly seen in their nations. But there were other men who came here and they were captivated by the women of other ethnicities because they are more voluptuous and they have more generous proportions to their bodies. And so I saw that women of Latina and African American descent were also greatly, greatly punished. I even saw that people who bend their gender, so people who now are born Harry but walking around dressed as Megan, I saw that these people suffered very greatly, because when the Russians especially came here, the Russians understand without any confusion, and so too the Chinese, that a man is a man and a woman is a woman. And so I saw the people who practice the alphabet lifestyle, the LQT, they were treated horrifically and they did not make it in many, many, many situations that the Lord showed me. And all this was part of the judgment for practicing this lifestyle. And so there are many, many more things in this prophetic word, but it will be very long if I go through all of them. I saw that the people were taken into captivity because of the war that America lost. I saw them sitting in neat rows on ships, and they were crying as if they would die. The kind of crying where you know this is it. There is nothing that you can say. You've already been stripped naked and you are already on this ship and you are already going to where you don't know. And I saw that they will build bricks. They will build roads. They will build towers, bridges, and housing systems in other nations. And the Lord said that the slave trade that America participated in long ago, just as it came from America the first time, it will come to America again. People will labor in something called a gulag, which is basically a labor camp where you work until you can't work anymore and you die. So I saw people with minimal food, minimal clothing, hardly any hours to rest, very unreasonable hours to work, back-breaking labor, unreasonable demands upon the human vessel until the flesh of a person just can't stand it anymore. And I saw that people wanted to die, but that soldiers watched and monitored the gulag, and you had no opportunity to kill yourself. In captivity, they will rather shoot you than allow you to kill yourself. And so I will stop it here. I always ask you to go to the blog and read these words for yourself. I'm not going to argue with anyone about anything. It is either that you will hear the Spirit of the Lord warning this nation in these videos, or you will not. As I said recently, God said that the unrighteous will simply get more unrighteous, and the wicked will get more wicked. And so when God is speaking to you and you think that it means nothing, clearly you want to participate in the behavior of the latter two. So this is Celestial with the Master's Voice. I have faithfully delivered the prophecy to the four corners, September 19, 2021. Kindly visit the blog so that you can read the transcript of this prophetic word. You can find everything to do with this ministry in the description box below. Thank you to those who continually support the Lord's work. I pray for everyone, whether you support or not. My prayer mostly is that you will not have a brass forehead and that you will listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the churches. Thank you, and until I see you again, goodbye.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I believe we're going to have a great program tonight. Praise you, Jesus. The Lord did give me a word and a revelation. Amen, which I'm going to share tonight. Praise you, Jesus. I've been keeping it quiet. Praise you, Lord, because I know the meaning of it. I know how important it is. And I know how the enemy, hallelujah, seeketh those that are speaking from the Lord, that he knows, that he knows, that he knows. They're speaking his word, my brother and sister. Amen. Thank you, Lord. He did visit me this week and had about 40-minute talk with me, I will say, because it included a revelation. So 30-minute talk and then the revelation. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And I'm excited for that. I believe that is so important that we seek the Lord and we seek to do his will in our own, my brothers and sisters. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So the title, my brother and sister, that I'm going to title this message is that, hallelujah, the doors of hell cannot hold back the church, the bride of Christ, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. And that is a fact. My brother and sister, the Lord told Peter that upon this rock he will build his church, my brother and sister, and the door of hell will not be able to hold it back. And that is a fact. I saw it with my own eyes. I was there this Friday morning, the last day, my brothers, of the old year, coming into the new year, 22, my brother and sister. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And this is important to the Lord. So I'm going to ask the Lord to please help me, Jesus, to share everything you show me, including the minus details, Lord. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will also minister and confirm to my brother and sister spirit, Lord, that the revelation and the word comes from you, Lord. I bind the spirit of doubt and I rebuke it to go in Jesus' name. Mighty Yeshua, set the captive free, increase, empower our faith to believe your word, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Luke 16, we have a parable of a man called Lazarus, which a lot of people don't think is Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha, but I believe it is. My brother and sister, because if it was someone else, we would have a testimony of that other person. I believe because Lazarus was there 4 days after Jesus arrived to bring him back. He was not dead spiritually, but he was dead physically, my brother and sister. And a lot of people, when I say I have prayed for the dead, in the regard, when the Lord had led me to pray for someone who had been considered dead by the doctor, and the Lord had brought them back, people have said to me that that's not the gospel, that we don't pray for the dead. And I totally agree, because the Bible said God is not the God of the dead. But I believe that when God lead you to do something, it should be done according to his will, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. And so Lazarus was dead. And the Bible says, let me get an earlier verse in regard to this. The Bible says that in Luke 16:22, that it came to pass that the beggar died. And this is one thing we don't have about the brother of Martha or Mary, that the job that he did when he was alive. And I believe that this that he did, which I call it a job, which is not a job, but they call it a job. Lazarus, this is what he did and why in life, my brother and sister. And one of the things I was meditating on, or I was speaking on earlier, is that Lazarus Jesus was known by spending time with the prostitute, the homeless. This is one of the things why this Pharisee and everybody else in power and office criticized him for it. Challenge Sister Renee, that he was always with the prostitute and all that, not like a normal rabbi in the temple. That's what they wanted him to be. And there was time he went to the temple when he began his ministry. And we read that he opened the book of the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 61. And everything that it says in Isaiah, that he will open the eye of the blind and all that, he performed in front of the multitude. The word of God came to pass before them. And them seeing those miracles that Jesus did not believe, my brother and sister. Only the poor believe. And this is a problem many people have today, that they think that everyone should believe. And if you want to know if everyone is going to believe, you got to get into the Bible and learn that not everyone believed, that even people that heard Jesus teaching to them, full of power, full of anointing, my brother and sister, and full of wonders, healing, miracle, bringing people alive, they still choose not to believe. My brother and sister, it is your choice. God's not going to force you to believe. My brother and sister, you have to choose to believe. And that's how God wants it. Free will God has given us. And free will is that's the way things are going to be. Shalom, Sister Luna. Even people who stay behind in the Great Tribulation, he doesn't force anyone. They can cry out to him. The Apostle Peter said that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord, after he speaks the sun turning in black and the moon in blood, the sun turning in darkness and the moon in blood, he says, on that great day of the Lord, the day of vengeance, which is the great tribulation, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shalom, reverence. So it's important that we choose to believe, that we choose to repent, that we choose to seek the Lord, pray, fast, commit our life to him out of our own will, out of our own heart. My brother and sister, this is important. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. This is how he wants it. He's not going to force anyone, my brother and sister. But the benefit of being obedient out of your own will has great reward in heaven. So it says, after these things, And it came to pass that the beggar died, and it was carried by the angel unto Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died, and it was buried. Someone who doesn't serve God, my brother and sister, dies, and it just gets buried, and the rest of history, torment. And in hell, it happened quickly. My brother and sister, it happens quickly. Why am I talking about this? Because Friday morning, Jesus came into my room. And the spirit, he was standing next to me. He opened my spiritual eyes. I looked, and there was Jesus next to my bed. And he began to speak to me very clear. And as he was speaking to me, in a blink of an eye, in an opening of an eye, he transferred both, or he took me to hell with him to show me what I'm going to share tonight, my brother and sister. It happened so quickly in the blink of an eye. I don't remember any travel, and he has shown me travel before, but not this time. He knows I don't like hell. He has taken me there several times, and I don't even want to see people suffering in there. I don't want to see. He knows that very well. Okay? He knows that. He had a really good conversation with me. I was just listening to everything he has to say, my brother and sister. And it makes me happy that he says, the message he had me speaking here, he says, they're mine. They're my message, he says to me, which gave me joy when he said those words, because I was checking with him. I was in accountability with him in person. I was saved in spirit. And he says to me and explained how I've been asking him to confirm this message he's been giving me. And he confirmed them to me and said, yes, they're mine, he says. They're his message, my brother and sister. He brought me there because he wanted to show me what he had me speaking on the Lord's Hour prior and more, my brother and sister, in hell. I didn't even want to look. We were standing next to one of the biggest entrances into hell, my brother and sister. And I didn't even want to look. I was just looking at the Lord. I didn't want to look in there, my brother and sister, because I know what's in hell. I seen the demon and the torment and the fire, and I didn't want to see that. I was just looking at the Lord, my brother and sister. But he said, look to me twice. Twice he had to tell me to look, because he knew I didn't want to look. He knows our heart. He's God. He knows everything, my brother and sister. Let me keep reading. And in hell, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham. Hey, Abraham, how you doing? Far off, Lazarus in his bosom, my brother and sister. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Praise the Lord. And this God allowed this man to see. He saw Abraham and Lazarus. I believe Lazarus, because Jesus had not died on the cross, was in Abraham's bosom when he died. Remember Jesus walking with his disciple, and this disciple gave him the message. The Martha and Mary wanted him to come over, because his friend Lazarus was dead. And the Lord, is not that he ignored them, is that God does everything in his timing. His timing is perfect, brother and sister. And so he continued doing ministry. He's raising dead. He's cleaning people from leprosy. And all kinds of diseases he's removing from people everywhere. And people are jumping up and down, celebrating the Lord. And the disciple, Martha and Mary, again, sent a message to him. Your friend, who you love, is very ill. And they're so concerned for their brother. It's normal. My brother and sister, I begin this program, remember telling people, if anyone is sick in your family, if you have to go to court for any reason, email me. Whatever's happening, email me. I'll pray with you. I know the Lord will do something. And the hundreds of testimony I receive has given me joy over the year. I will say thousands of them, victory after victory after victory. Cases in court drop. Cases in court and victory, my brother and sister. And I don't say every case is a victory. But when you put every case in the hand of God, something happens. And this is what you need to understand. You may not win them all, okay? Because I know a lawyer who will say, pray for this person that we're going to court with. And we pray. And she gets a lot of victory, but not all of them are victory. But God always has a plan when we pray. You want to have God intervene, even when God is doing something you don't understand. Okay? Because you may say, Brother Elvie, pray for my father who's not a Christian, for him to be healed. And then I pray, and then the Lord touches this person's heart. to receive him as his personal Savior, to give his life to him, and then the Lord takes him home. And then you thinking, but that's not what I was asking the Lord. I wanted the Lord to heal him, and the Lord saved him and took him home. What is that, brother? I don't understand that. Why did it happen this way? Well, you don't understand that the Lord saved him to take him home, because probably in another way, he would have walked away from God. You see? My brother and sister, don't question the word of God, because we do that sometimes and we're wrong. We're 100% wrong when we question God. That's the fact of this matter. We're never right when it has to do with God's will, my brother and sister. We're never right. We think we are. I hear people thinking that they are, my brother and sister. And I'll tell you something. That's proceeded out of pride. When I see someone doing that, I begin to repent my own pride. Lord, I'm sorry for my pride. Because our mistake is out of pride, my brother and sister. But if we repent our pride every single day, God will help us even more to overcome. Because our pride, my brother and sister, sometimes more, every time we'll make a sin, every single time we are prideful about any matter, we are going to sin. Pride comes before a fall, Proverbs says. Okay? Pride comes before a fall. Father Abraham, mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. For I am tormented in the flame. My brother and sister, this man went down in the worst situation because given the good life, he never had time to repent. My brother and sister, money can help you to go to hell. And everyone, one way or another, wants to have enough. And some people say, just to pay my bill. But when you have enough, you won't just pay your bill. You'll buy other things that will enforce your pride, my brother and sister. The root of evil, of all evil, is the love of money. Every single evil thing on this earth, why do people go to be fascinated? Because especially those that are wealthy, they want to make sure they are in position to enjoy their wealth. Because they think that the virus can kill them, can make them very ill and end up dying and not enjoy their wealth. So they're thinking of what they have before they go be vaccinated. My brother and sister, it's the root of all evil. But Abraham said, no, son, remember that thou in thy life, you in your life, receive thy good things. Thy good things, all good things he had. And likewise, Lazarus, evil things, he begged to eat. My brother and sister, I heard a testimony that back then rich people, they watch when they dirty their hand and they have bread on the table, they'll clean their finger with bread, and that leftover bread will throw it to the dog. And Lazarus was begging for that leftover from the table after the wealthy person cleaned their finger on the bread and threw it to the animal. That's what Lazarus was eating, my brother and sister. Lazarus, what he received was evil things, but now he is comforter and thou art tormented, my brother and sister. He didn't have time for God. God was there for him. God was there for him, but he was not there for God to give God any time in his walk with him, my brother and sister. And there are wealthy people that are very humble and put their wealth in the feet of Jesus and support the poor, my brother and sister. He didn't have time for this. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed so that they will pass from here, that they that will pass from here to there cannot, neither can thy pass to us that will come from there. I see in this gulf, it's a great wall. My brother and sister, I seen this. I've been there, what they used to call Abraham's bosom. And there is a great wall. And I'm trying to think how to describe this wall. But it's a thick, like a large stone. Because how it's carved in the midst of a large stone, kind of. My brother and sister, every room I've been to in hell, it looked carved to me. My brother and sister, and God was the one who carved hell, because the Bible says hell was made for Satan and his demon. So God went to hell one time before everything he created and carved this place, a torment. And every single fire and torment, God put it in its place, my brother and sister, for the disobedient. Hallelujah. Then he said, I pray thee before, therefore, Father, that thou would send him to my house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. He was concerned for his family, my brother and sister. But notice that the concern came for his family after he find himself in hell. Otherwise, in life, no concern. He could have cared less for his family while he had all the riches of life, my brother and sister. But now in hell, he totally had a clear understanding that that place is forever a torment, and that whoever goes to that place definitely can never come out. Unless you're going in there because you're vaccinated, you still have a chance, but it'll take a lot of prayer, my brother and sister. While Jesus was speaking to me there, twice he said, go and look. And I moved forward to look. And as I walk in hell to that big entrance I'm telling you about, I looked to that big entrance, and I began to see. And let me take a step back. Before I walked there completely, while Jesus was finishing, he allowed me to hear this brother in hell. And he was speaking. And as he was speaking, I recognized who he was. He was one of the first believers. I told him about this by seeing. Not to take this by seeing early 2020. And he heard everything I said on the Lord Tower about this by seeing, but he did not believe because he went and got vaccinated. And we were speaking on the phone, and I asked him, why do you get vaccinated? And he says, because my job demanded it. He said, it was so sad. I continue to pray for him and his family. Yes. Not knowing if I could pray for him, I continue to pray for him and his family, because I had him in my prayer list, my brother and sister. And while there, as I heard him speaking, he says, Brother Elby up there, he says, Brother Elby up there said for us not to take this by seeing, but we didn't listen, he said. And it kind of gave me joy, because in hell, they're mentioning my name about this by seeing. Wow. So I continued to walk, and there was the entrance. Thousands of people in that entrance. And each individual that was coming to that entrance were people that just got vaccinated on earth, my brother and sister. Thousands of them. Upon thousands of them. Upon thousands of them. Because as I'm speaking in other countries right now, life, there are people being vaccinated in the different country of this earth, my brother and sister. And I'm looking at the multitude. And I began to look at the demon that was holding them by the right and left hand, that I could recognize those demons, my brother and sister. This is the stunning part about this revelation. Babylon, the great, the angel said, coming down from heaven, he lighted the earth with his glory and cried with a strong voice, Babylon the great is falling. It's fallen. It's become the habitation of the devil, the hoard of every false spirit, the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all the nation, is it true or not, that is all the nation that have been vaccinated, have been drunk with the wine of the wrath of whore fornication. In hell, Jesus revealed to me, every single demon mentioned in Revelation 18 are working, are in the Byzantine. The Byzantine contained fornication in it, pharmakia, witchcraft, sorcery, all that wickedness. My brother and sister, I remember Pastor Jane calling me on the phone and said, Brother Elvie, pharmakia, which is witchcraft, is endowed by sin. I said, thank you, Pastor. And I said, Pastor, will you look up the information? Can you send me the information? He went and looked it up and sent it to me. Pharmakia, my brother and sister. In hell, I understood these ingredients that are in the Byzantine. The people are being vaccinated with, let it be Moderna, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, whatever Byzantine there is, they're up there. Pharmakia, witchcraft, fornication. The demons that were holding these people are known in hell by the demon of fornication. And I recognized this demon from seeing them before. They didn't want me to look at them. But Jesus lit it up, all that for me to see. He lit it up. And I could see them clearly. I could see all the people. They were supposed to go down in a darkened hell full of fire everywhere, but dark. But the Lord being there, he lit it up, all those people in that entrance, as far as that entrance could come into hell. But what surprised me, this brother speaking to them in front of the people that were coming in front that he was speaking to, that he said that we heard from Elvie, were other brothers and sisters that also heard me on the Lord's Hour that went and got vaccinated because they didn't think Elvie was right, so they wanted to make sure that they were not going to die from the coronavirus. But I tell you something, even if the coronavirus killed you, you'll be better off. You'll be better off even if it kills you. Because to go to hell vaccinated, I don't know who you have praying for you. It's going to take a lot of prayer. As I shared before, when the Lord revealed me that sister praying for that other sister, she said she prayed for her nonstop. It takes a lot of prayer, my brother and sister, to get someone who's been vaccinated, whose soul is in hell. I said to you, your soul is you. It's 100% looks like you, like your flesh body. In the moment your soul comes out, it's you. Your body can be healed, but it's a habitation of a demon, as Revelation 18 said. My brother and sister, it has become the habitation. The word habitation is the word dwelling. Dwelling. It has become the dwelling of a demon. And somebody can have more. You know that. My brother and sister. Yes. They are in hell right now. They're in hell right now. Let it be your brother, your sister, whoever it is that is vaccinated. Their soul is in hell. My brother and sister, and if you don't believe me so, please, I beg of you, take it in fasting and prayer to the Lord. Of course, if you don't want to fall off from your bed when he shorts you, or almost have a heart attack and fall back from your chair when he shorts you, or driving to a pole if you're driving when he shorts you, okay, you are going to be shocked to the core of your being, my brother and sister. I hope I'm not speaking. Some of you don't understand what I'm saying. If that's the case, let me know. Because the Lord says, speak clearly to them. I remember. I hope I'm not holding anything back. I truly do, my brother and sister. Because so many people are being vaccinated. And I saw a multitude that have hurt me on the Lord Tower, but still decided to go take the vaccine. They are in hell, and they are very sorry. But they're in hell already, my brother and sister. They're very sorry. Oh, you got to see their faces. We got to see their faces. What comes to their minds, Matthew 24, be ye not deceived. We've been deceived, is what they're saying to themselves. How do we got deceived this way? How? Why aren't there the people on earth talking about this? Why didn't my church pastor was talking about this? Why didn't my pastor grab my neck and say, listen, you to me, don't take this vaccine? Why didn't my church put up a table for the government to come and vaccinate people in our church? What happened? When did we become so blind? When we began this program in 2012, I shared the testimony when Jesus says to me, this is not my church. One of the mega church I was going to up in New Hampshire. I share from Massachusetts when Jesus says, it's not my church. It's not about me anymore, he says to me. I said, Lord, but these are your people. They're sharing your word. He says, no, they're not mine. You see, oh, how many people email me, message me to criticize me for saying that. Oh, how dare you say that. The church of the Lord, you dare to say, it's not his church anymore. Who do you think you are? Do you think you're better than other people and all this? Oh, the day came against me very harsh. But I took it. I pray for them. It's hard. They hurt me in the beginning so much coming against me. But I went to the Lord. I wanted to love them and forgive them. Because that's what the Lord wants. That's what God wants from each and one of us, my brother and sister, that we love and forgive others, my brother and sister. But I came on the Lord's hour and I share. It was an experience I had with the Lord. Then I share how the Lord took me to the Great Tribulation, and I saw the pastor in that mega church and most everyone in the Great Tribulation, not everyone, but most everyone. My brother and sister, Shalom, Brother Miguel. And Brother Miguel, who's been here from the beginning, can tell you if I'm speaking the truth when I began to speak about how churches were not of the Lord anymore as they used to. Oh, how people came against me. My brother, if they had machete, they would have cut me in pieces right there if they would have been in my house. Angry, how dare you. The Lord took me to the Great Tribulation and showed me that entire church, mostly. A few went with the Lord, but all those people in the Great Tribulation, I remember walking up to the pastor. I said from the back of the church, I said, Pastor, in the Great Tribulation, may I speak with you? I said, Pastor, you remember me? He looked at me because he was in his 80s. Oh, yeah, I think I remember you. Pastor, why are you in the Great Tribulation? Listen, young man, we're still serving God. I said, Pastor, how can you preach this message that you were preaching here when you're in the Great Tribulation, Pastor? Demons are running the earth. People are running scared from these demons. And when they go out to look for food for an hour or two, they have to go into hiding again. There's no life. There's no peace. There's only torment. Pastor, how can you call people to God that he is still in church? In the Great Tribulation, Pastor. Don't you see the evil up there? And I could not convince this man. And then the Lord allowed me to see a demon in him, dwelling in him. And this is why he wasn't listening to me. I walked out. I could not convince him. I say, I'm sorry to the Lord. Because I tried to tell the Lord, no, that was still his church. The Lord says, no, it's not mine. It was not his. Then that other one, like Joe Austin, I woke up to him. And the Lord gave me the discernment that what Joe Austin had was a demon, a convincing demon. And I walked to him up in that church. And I said, excuse me, Pastor, may I pray for you? Who do you think you are that you ask me you want to pray for me? Not anyone can come and lay hand on me. And he started walking backward. And I said, listen, you demon. You've been hiding in that body for so many years. I order you in the name of the Lord to show yourself in front of all these people. And he began to manifest himself. When people saw that in the church, my God, what is that? We've been deceived. What's been all these years? I've been giving money to his ministry and helping. And look, so much book and garbage. And look, it's a demon. It's a demon deceiving us, my brother and sister. Because of the lack of knowledge, people perish. If you go to the Lord and ask him for discernment, a spirit, 1 Corinthians 12, read about it. It's one of the gifts. You ask the Lord to let you know when someone in the pulpit, I'm not going to call names, has a demon in them, and they're being used by that demon to give you a comfort, a very convenient Bible study that doesn't get you closer to God, but it gets you closer to other things, my brother and sister. It was horrible. It was horrible. I heard prophecy that God's going to change Joe Austin and that he's his son, he's going to change him, and awesome, that would be great. The God will set him free. He came to set the captive free. That would be awesome. You know? Never lose hope for people. God can change them. But leading, misleading so many people into the great tribulations, my brother and sister, there's a consequence for that. My brother and sister, and all these people for years not listening to God, God calling them to repenting and committing their life to him, and they're telling you that no one is holy but only the Lord, that, you know, not to seek holy and righteousness. And so the Lord allowed them to take the by sin. God will not be mocked, the Bible said. Everything man sow, he will reap. My brother and sister, I look to each of those persons in hell this Friday morning to their face because they were looking at me. And they were stunned that Elvis Zapata was visiting this horrible place. My brother and sister. And they knew that I have been preaching against the bison and that they've been deceived, my brother and sister. It's not the will of God that anyone perishes, the Bible says. Not the will of God that anyone end up in hell. His will is that people repent, that people turn from evil and come to him so he can cleanse them, prepare them to bring them to heaven. And the rapture departure, the rapture comes at any day. Any day the church is out of here, the last trumpet will sound, my brother and sister, will sound. Praise you, Lord. You know how I've been putting some of Sister Celestial out here? And a lot of things I was asking the Lord for confirmation. After he showed me all those things, let me tell you, I spent about 45 minutes in the Lord's presence in hell, but in his really close with Jesus. In those 45 minutes, that's all I got. I'm asleep. And when I came out of that dream, I felt like I slept 8 hours, just like if there is in heaven, brothers and sisters. You don't need to sleep in heaven. Why? Because in his presence, he gives you so much energy. You are so empowered by him in his presence that you don't feel tired to say, well, I got to go to sleep like we do. No, you don't need to get no sleep in heaven because you're full of strength. It's not like here, you get tired, you got to get a rest. No, not in heaven. And the 45 minutes, when he brought me back, I was full of energy. I felt like I slept 8 hours, my brother and sister. So let me pray a little bit more because I have finished my prayer. And then as I was praying, fell asleep again afterward. I said, let me get some sleep. And as I went back to sleep, boom, find myself in the Great Tribulation. This was 2-1. He wanted to show me, confront Sister Celestial message. I'm in the Great Tribulation. I see this woman that Sister Celestial mentioned them giving people eternal life, making them live longer. These fallen ones, when they come out of the hiding, out of the jail, because they're jail right now by God, since the beginning, since the times of Noah. But they're going to be released. I saw them released. And Sister Celestial is so right, my brother and sister. These fallen ones that I saw, they're not ugly. The men are very handsome, these fallen angels. And the women the same. My brother and sister, I saw one of them. She is beautiful. I was stunned at her beauty. And I saw a male, very handsome also, my brother and sister. And I saw what they did to a person. They gave this person like more life. And I don't tell you this not to stay behind and wait until you see them. No, please. Please cry out to the Lord. Tell the Lord you want to go home to help you to be departure out of this earth very soon. But I was looking. Everything Sister Celestial has said about them is what I was looking with my own eyes, my brother and sister. And she was right. You may think they're far off from us. They're not. They're not far off. They're just bound. And where they are bound, they it's here. And when the Lord releases them, they're like, you may even think you've seen them before. My brother and sister. Like you probably encounter them even in dreams, or one way or another. And they'll become so familiar to you. And you'll see the smile, perfect look, perfect everything. I cannot even stop looking at them, at these fallen ones. And they come out. And you know one thing the Lord showed me they want to do? That they did in the generations of Noah? Well, let me go to the Word. Because the Word is more fun, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Genesis 6. As it happened when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, the daughter was born unto them, and that the Son of God, hallelujah, saw that the daughters of men were beautiful and desirable, and they took wife for themselves, whosoever they chose and desired, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive and remain, hallelujah, with themselves. So we're men forever, I'm sorry. Because that in thee flesh, sinful, corrupt, giving over to sensual appetite, nevertheless his day shall be 120 years. There were Naphtalian men of stature, great stature, notorious men on the earth in those days. Also afterward, when the Son of God lived with the daughter of man, and they gave birth to their children. And there were mighty men who were of old, men of renown, a great reputation. So I'm looking at them, and just what they did back in the times of Noah, that they went to the daughters of men, I saw them doing the same. These women that went into the Great Tribulation, that they wanted to have them, they went, and they got them. They're so handsome. They barely, I didn't see no one saying no to them. That's how handsome they are. It's like some women seeing Tom Cruise or Brad Pitt. They're practically still saying no. My brother, Tom Cruise goes to a restaurant in Europe and women say, going after him. These are more handsome than they. Maybe 10 times or 50 times more handsome than they. And these women could not say no to them. Let's go be together. Okay. No problem. And these are fallen ones. Speaking of not being deceived. Speaking of not being deceived, the Lord in Matthew 24. Be ye not deceived. People simply say yes, my brother and sister. Because I believe everything they've done so far in this generation is to get everyone to say yes to all these lost and deceitful things, my brother and sister. So it's not about God anymore when they are around. I believe this is why God says, my spirit will not strike with men anymore. Because in that situation, when it's with fallen angel, God knows that they're not going to listen. Fallen angels are not going to repent. And the people that come in a relationship with them, I spoke with one of the young lady that was with one of the demons. And she told me she was fine. Like she, to her, it was the happiest moment of her life that she spent with this fallen one. And I said, are you sure you're okay? No, she was happy. She was smiling after being with him, my brother and sister. And this time, the Lord gave me great details about them, more than I would think of, my brother and sister. It was lost everywhere on the earth with them. And no woman was saying no to them. And this is what stunned me about them, my brother and sister. This is why the daughters of men, none of them say no to them. Because they're so handsome. They're like 100 times more handsome than the men on the earth. And these women don't say no to them. My brother and sister, they just don't say no. And it might be, yes, just saying casting spell. That might be it. They cast spell on humans. Okay, that might be it. For whatever reason, they go with them easily. They don't say no. My brother and sister. And she said that he showed her fun that it was unthinkable for her before. My brother and sister. So I was like, wow, this is horrible. What's coming on this earth, Sister Celestial, is right from the Lord. What the Lord is giving her about them is very terrible. This is really going to bring humanity to the lowest. Because it's like the whole earth, when they are released, everyone come under loss with them, especially the women. And this is exactly what we read in Genesis chapter 6, my brother and sister, they took wife for themselves whomsoever they chose and desire. It doesn't matter who the daughter or whom it was. Will you come with me, honey? Oh, yes, oh, yes. And they just go with them. It don't even go through the mind, well, we need to get married. No, it was not about Mary. It was lust, sin. Sin, my brother and sister. It was prostitution in the highest on this earth or in the lowest. Terrible, my brother and sister. And not that lust is not going on this earth, but they just pick women. And the women don't say no to them. And they can be with hundreds of them, but no problem. And the women are happy. I won't say happy. Only the Lord can make us happy. But it makes them feel special. I don't know what's the word to use. Because I questioned one of them. I was allowed to talk to one of them after being with one of the fallen ones. And I said, are you okay? She says, I just have the happiest moment in my life, she says, after being with him. Huh? And I said, don't you notice that that's one of the fallen angels the Bible talks about? Oh, yeah, I know, but what can you do? My brothers and sisters, they're evil, and they're going to lead people that are more evil. My brothers and sisters. And if they can show this to humanity, and I'm not telling you now to look forward to the great tribulation. No, don't look forward to that. My brother and sister. Okay? It is terrible. And then I saw one of the women, and it was the same. Whatever man she wanted to be with, and there's so many of them. Imagine bringing 1 billion of them onto the earth, an example. The way the earth is, releasing 1 billion of them onto the earth. And then those 1 billion handsome, pretty thing going about lusting with everyone. My brother and sister, can you imagine how low the earth will become? How corrupted the earth will become? Well, what does God say to what they did and how they behave? The Lord saw the great wickedness, depravity of man was great on the earth. Here's the word, depravity. Lost everywhere. Being whoever they wanted to. And the people were happy. None of the women complained. None of the men complained. My brother and sister. So, it is terrible what is coming. This makes the great tribulation, the fear of the evil demon and all the things that are happening may not even compare to this pretty handsome one being released and getting everyone later on and to lost completely. My brother and sister. Now, the reason why I say this is there might be more of them than the people because so many people that are being vaccinated, they're going to change into beasts. The soul of these people are in hell. One of the things I know in hell, the demon that is holding them by the right and left hand that brings them down, they don't let them go. Not for a second. They're holding themselves tied to this person. So, and they come down with them. Oh, they don't let them go. They're holding on to them very tight. I can see their arm holding on to the person. The person had no saying, they knew they could not get away. Even if they tried, they could not. These demons are much stronger than they. My brother and sister, it's terrible what is happening. And the king of the earth who had committed fornication and lived wantonly with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning. My brother and sister, it's terrible what God is going to do to them. But based on what he's showing us in his word and dream and vision, what they're doing that is so wicked, so abominable, abomination before his eyes, there is no way he cannot punish them because God punished evil. Hallelujah. That is the fact of the matter. They're so wicked. They're so evil. The king of the earth who had committed fornication and lived wantonly with her. They wanted to be with her. They wanted to be with her. Beware her and lament for her. They lament for every city that God is burning. London, New York, California, Chicago. Every city that God is burning, they're lamenting. They love the system. They don't want the system to go away. Their hope is Bitcoin. My brother and sister, how can that be destroyed and what makes you so independently? Dependent from God, far away from God, because sometime this year to next year, Bitcoin, in order for people to purchase Bitcoin, the governments of the earth are going to make it that you will have to be vaccinated. And not only that, they throw in there as a surprise the RFID chip. When I heard this from official sources, that they didn't just throw it by seeing that you will have to buy Bitcoin to have any money in the bank very soon. And Congress is going to sign off on this. Not only the commander-in-chief, but also Congress is going to sign up on this. I believe the day that they have is January of 2023, officially when Congress will sign this. My brother and sister. So whoever have any money, they only have until next year. Obama through Biden is putting all the paperwork into action for this. Now, do you see that we don't have time? The God said there's no more time left. My brother and sister, there's no time left. Because Congress is willing already to sign this next year, starting the first month officially in the United States. My brother and sister, that anyone to have any money in the bank, did not Biden brought it down to $600 to inspect your $600 in your bank account? He knows what you do with your money now in your bank account. They want to make sure you either keep it there, and whatever you move it, they want to know where you're moving it. Because if they're not invested in Bitcoin, they want to freeze your account when they declare the economy fall, when they file for bankruptcy. You will know when they file for bankruptcy after they have filed for bankruptcy. And you try to run out and take out your money, and they'll say, no. And you go to the ATM and you put your password. No, you cannot withdraw your money.